Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
In the year 1898, Marconi sent his first radio message across the English Channel.
Good morning, everybody, good morning.
Radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
You seem happy this morning.
Is it Friday already?
Friday.
All I'm doing is getting on the air. The revolution will be broadcast.
How about Friday?
What's this?
Did you ever hear of a thing called radio?
It's showtime.
That's right, everybody.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Good morning. Friday.
Finally, guys.
Hey.
And you know what? This is a short week, but I feel like it has been a week.
Dude, right? This is my third day this week being here, and I'm so ready for Friday.
Yes, it is. It's Friday, and it's a beautiful morning.
You know you're having a meltdown of a week when you're screaming and crying at the woman who can't speak English because she forgot your street tacos.
What?
And you're hungry.
When did that happen?
Last night at Taco Cabana, okay?
Oh,
don't judge me!
Lady!
Come on. Taco Cabeza?
They gotta check the bag, dog, okay? I drove all the way home, and then Chrissy says, where's my street tacos?
That's the worst.
And I just started crying.
That happens
and I said,
to me all the time.
Lupe, you're going down!
Did you go back?
Yeah, no, I really called, and Lupe really answered
the
phone.
So you mean to tell me
and
Lupe
she was really sweet.
Drove you Lupe.
She was the sweetest lady. And she was like, ah, did you?
Ah.
Yeah. It's Taco C, yo.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
And so I ended up going back, and they were. It was like, bum, 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 bum,
oh, dun, well, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. We are so sorry.
Oh.
And they gave me all the free foods.
Free coupons.
Oh.
We got everything, man. That's
got
right.
And I was like, I don't need this. I just need my wife's tacos.
Coupons.
Like, she had three street tacos. They weren't in the bag. You get queso.
Yay.
And you get queso. It was like Spanish Oprah.
Hey.
And you get the car. And you get the car.
Wow, that's a good roll.
It was really great, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I missed the finals, but I got us dinner.
You missed the finals.
That sucks.
I missed game one of the finals.
Yeah.
But I was listening
Did
on
they
the
win?
Radio.
Did Luke win?
No, the NBA
no,
finals.
No, the NBA finals.
What?
Luke plays tonight, by the way, 5:30 against
Wait,
Joey's team.
What is? Hang on.
So if you guys would like to, you know.
5:30.
You
can do it.
No, I can't because I'm in the middle of gym hell.
This is not a guilt trip. This is what I heard last night. Last year, Teo was at a bunch of games, and he hasn't gone to any games.
What is a
year.
Bunch? We weren't at a bunch last year.
I don't know.
I think we went to like two
kids, bro.
Were you living with them last year or was that
no,
two
no.
years
ago? No, no.
2 years ago.
We went to, I think we did go to a finals game. This isn't the only one, is it?
Well, if they lose, it is.
Mm.
Last game of the season.
I see what I can do.
But I'll tell you what. We're playing Joey's team, man.
Yeah.
Joey,
we're playing little Joey's team, the Yankees, tonight.
Joey's the little kid who calls us all the time.
Yes, and he's a rad kid. I think if they win, the next game isn't until Monday. So.
Mm. What the?
Yeah.
Think they're going to win? Well,
you never know. It's the playoffs.
Maybe I'll show up and support Joey
any given Friday.
That's cool.
Any given Friday.
Is it at the same baseball fields that we were at?
Paradise Hills, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Why would you go support Joey?
Well, you know, I don't know.
What about Luke?
Well, yeah, dude.
You're right.
Chances
Joey
are,
probably has
chances
enough.
Chances are my son's going to be on the mound, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
You just got to root for my kid.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I am.
I'll root too.
Fine.
I'll bring my kids out. I don't think we got anything planned tonight.
It's turning into a
Fine,
thing.
All right, I will.
I'll get over there as soon as I possibly can. It starts at 5:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
be late, but I can be there.
Mm.
And I'll be disgusting.
I'll do it.
I got to tell you guys what's happening.
You used to come straight from the gym to baseball.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be. So I call it gym hell.
Yeah, we need
Yesterday,
sad music for
it
this,
got
man.
Epitomized because. Myself, Renee, and Morgan went to Hellbox.
Whoa!
What's Hellbox?
It's another gym.
Yeah, because Desert Forge, the gym that we were all going to, just regularly. I was regularly there.
Man, I was getting so fit.
I'm
you guys,
sure the
you
fact
were more
that we were
Chipotle
just going regularly is why it closed. Probably why. All of I just want to say all of us people who were the fake committers are the reason that cool places closed their doors.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyways,
but we go to this place called Hellbox. Today, I'm going to visit our friends at Bear Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
This is why it's going to be crazy. Bear Canyon is...
by my house.
Close to Dex's house.
Ooh.
By the mountain.
And it starts at 4:30.
Ugh.
So...
that sounds awful.
Yeah, but okay, but here's what I got to tell you guys about in the interim, because the Desert Forge people, we're opening a
You're
new...
You're like a wandering nomad.
I am. We all are. It's cool because, like, the gym closed down, and everybody was like, well, what do we do now?
Whoa,
and it's like,
we...
season three of the ABQ.
Dude, this is what you need to be writing down right now for the others.
So anyway... the group of us, we're all doing different things. And last night we did our first park workout. So we go to Haynes Park in Rio Rancho.
Yeah.
We meet there at 7 p.m. It's beautiful outside.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The sun's going down. It's kind of cooling off. And we did a workout out in the grass.
Isn't that fun?
Cool. Yes.
I've done that a few times.
And essentially,
I didn't know this.
I didn't know this, but that's how CrossFit started out.
In a park.
People would go work out in parks. Now, of course, they would take, like, mats, I guess, and do weight stuff and all that. We're not doing all that. But it's open invitation is what I'm saying.
I mean, come on.
Last night was the first one.
I would do that.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
You can climb trees.
Tuesdays and Thursday nights, 7 p.m.
All right.
Haynes Park.
I'll do
that. It's wide open. I can't wait, because when Dawn and Johnny get back, there's a playground there.
You can use the park benches.
To
do squats and stuff, like do the stairs. I've done this before.
Dex will be using the park benches.
So there's a couple parks around Albuquerque.
That's a totally different park activity.
There's a park on my side of the town that has like all these fitness things for whoever wants to do it. And you go around the park, and at each section of the park is like a different thing you could do, which is like the park bench, and you do like step ups and step downs, or you do like you jump up on it and jump down. So yeah,
a lot
you can
of
use
people
everything.
Were out of town for the weekend. I say a lot of people. A big part of the core group or whatever that we're our nomad group. We should call it CrossFit Nomad. But anyway, we're they were out of town. So it was just like a few of us. It was like five of us. But we had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was great. And I was just like, man, this is fun.
Heck yeah.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. They also do it. I think they're going to do it at like 9 in the morning. Of course, we can't go to
Of course.
But that,
just chilling
that's kind
in the
of,
park.
That's how things are kind of sticking together. And the cool thing is the little community, the CrossFit community, a lot of the gyms heard about our gym closing. And so they're totally like extending welcomes to like, hey, you know, you can't like sign up for, you know, like drastically cheaper or whatever, but you can come do this amount of workouts.
That's pretty
cool. We get it. We know you guys are like kind of just out there right now. So that's really, really cool.
That is.
And it's been pretty neat seeing how like the community at large has been like, oh man, that sucks. You know, and everybody's
Here's
trying to help
place.
Out.
Yeah.
But dude, the park workouts are fun.
Yeah.
We had so much, and they are not easy. I was expecting like, oh, we're probably gonna run some and then we'll jump up and down and stretch. No. It was tough.
Yeah.
We had and freaking Glenn is the one. Glenn's one of the coaches. He was at Desert Forge. He programmed this thing. So, like, totally got home last night at 8-something, just sweaty and grass all over me and stuff. It was like, that was fun.
Heck yeah, man.
I had a ball. It was like field day back in elementary school.
One of the hardest workouts I ever did at a park, my trainer had me chase a Frisbee.
Yep.
And it was awful.
What?
I was a dog chasing a Frisbee.
I was literally
like your
and
trainer
was
making fun of you.
It was awful. It was the hardest workout I've ever done. Think about it. He chucks that thing. Okay, run. You better get it. If it drops, it's 20 push-ups.
Oh, man. Oh.
But what I'm saying is this is totally free, and anybody could come.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays, and unless it gets canceled, and I can post on my Facebook
That's
about
so great,
it.
Man.
Yeah. Look how much fun we had.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's fun. I took a picture. I'm going to post it on my Instagram.
I actually had somebody hit me up the other day, remind me some gym info. Like what you're talking about.
Man, don't tell me things.
I ain't got stuff for you, man.
You got stuff for me?
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, open invitation. I'll put up information on my personal Facebook or whatever. And totally free. And that's it's cool. So much fun. And like I said, you can bring your family.
Bring my dog.
The kids class, I will say this, CrossFit kids, they were doing stuff too over by the playground. So Coach Christy had the kids class. The teens class is doing it in the middle of the day.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fun good. Stuff.
Glad you're still doing it, man.
Me too, man. It feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a big show planned for you guys this morning. Huge. Today is the 155th day of the year.
Heck yeah.
It's June 3rd. Let's go back 167 years ago.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I was just a young lad.
In 1849 on this day.
I was old. I was probably in my late
400s.
I was going to say 300s. But
no.
The New York Knickerbockers became the first baseball team to wear uniforms.
Whoa. Nice.
Which consisted of blue pants, white shirts, and spectacular straw hats.
Nice.
Wonderful.
I like that. Oh, them Knickerbockers.
That should be a movie. You know Disney's going to make a movie about that.
The Knickerbockers.
We need uniforms.
That's what we need.
We can stick out from all the other teams in this league.
Speaking of uniforms, we were talking yesterday with HR.
Oh, gosh.
And last night.
Crystal got in a shouting match.
Yes. Last night, Christy and I were talking because she's a professional. We were listening to the podcast because I said, Dex mentioned you. It was hilarious. So we started listening to the podcast and we were talking about shorts and all these things. And I said, Christy, big old conversation with HR, blah, blah, blah. Still can't wear shorts, but I can totally wear clam diggers. And she goes, are you serious? And I said, wait. You didn't balk at that. You know what clam diggers are? And she goes, of course. Those are those like three-quarter pants when you're digging for clams. And I'm like, I've never loved you more. I have never loved you more. She knew exactly what they were.
I'm glad the Shants brought you guys together.
They did, man. I shan't be exiting.
I'm glad you brought that up because coming up on the show, I have the 6 biggest ways people violate their company's dress code.
I love that. Man, oh, dude. We got yesterday... Our office mom, she was just like, I'm watching you guys.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
Trish said she
you're violating this morning.
She said,
wear
shorts.
You're in violation.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you sure are.
Trish, clearly Trisha. Not
Trisha.
Yep.
In violation.
Trisha straight up told me, she said, if you wear shorts, I'll send you home. And I said, I would love to go home.
that happened yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I was also told I cannot wear my Battle Drums uniform, which consists of that super sweet, what do you call those?
It's like a tank top.
Yeah. It's not allowed. Not allowed.
Those tank tops aren't allowed, even though it says Battle Drums on it.
Yeah. 79 years ago on this day in 1937, the Duke of Windsor married Wallace Warfield Simpson. He was King Edward VIII of England, but he was forced to give up the throne in order to marry a commoner.
Huh. And he did it all for the glory of love.
This morning on the show,
love Brian.
If you watch Better Call Saul on AMC, we're going to be interviewing Ed Begley Jr.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, cool, man.
He played. So if you watch Better Call Saul, he played the boss when Saul got a job at the Santa Fe.
Oh, good. I don't have to watch anymore. Thanks.
No, I'm not spoiling anything.
Gosh,
I'm
spoiling just everything, you idiot.
But, he was one of Saul's bosses.
Hey, you're not an idiot.
Thanks, man.
But you did spoil everything, so I'm mad.
Gosh, you gotta catch up. Okay, please, because it's good stuff.
Yeah.
He's also Mordecai's dad on the regular show, bro.
Have you guys seen that Lady Dynamite on Netflix? I've been seeing it on there, but I don't know what it's about. Apparently he's on it.
I've seen the commercials. I have not watched it.
He's on it.
Okay.
I'm really excited to talk to him about his eco-friendly way of life. Because he's seriously like this crazy environmentalist.
Is that's kind of the reason why he's calling in, right?
Yeah. He's got like a book and like a new green channel reality show that's about him living in his Prius.
Mm.
It's pretty great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He lives in a Prius?
No, I mean, not really.
Oh, he's the guy who lives in this 1,500 square foot home. Real simple life.
Super simple life.
Doesn't have to pay
like
his electric
only
bill.
Only solar power. Yeah, for real.
I want to talk to him. He's just saving all this money.
He is a super environmentalist.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
All right. We'll talk to Ed Begley Jr. coming up at 8:50 this morning.
Yes.
He's been on everything.
Yeah.
Great, great actor.
Including his latest show, Living with Ed.
Hmm. Living is what channel is that on?
Planet Green.
Planet Green. Planet. I didn't even know they had a Planet Green.
Yeah, our planet is green.
Hmm.
That was actually in 2007. It's not a new show.
Okay.
His Wikipedia hasn't updated in a long time.
Man, you got to get that Wikipedia updated.
Yeah, you really do.
Well, this morning I thought we'd kick off the show with the Whiskey Tango.
Oh, okay, cool. What you got?
Steve-O?
Oh.
It's all you, man.
I have a few, man. Thanks to the people of America's for never failing me when it comes to ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of dress codes, what's the one thing that's really difficult for us guys walking around in? You wore them on Tuesday.
Wait, what?
High heels. Am I right?
High heels.
Yes.
Yeah, wore them on Tuesday.
26-year-old model named Kirsty Grace. She was in Birmingham, England last month to audition for the Miss Universe pageant. And as she was getting out of her car, a guy tried to steal her purse.
Oh, ridiculous.
She's sporting the high heels, and she's a Miss Universe contestant. Easy prey.
Columbia!
Right?
Nope.
Nope, wrong.
Steve?
Wrong.
Come on, man.
Wrong. Here's what the mugger didn't know. Yeah, she was wearing 4-inch high heels. However, she's also trained in Krav Maga.
Oh, Krav Maga.
Yeah.
No, do you guys know what Krav Maga is?
Krav Maga is Tim McGraw's uncle.
No, Krav Maga. Check it out.
Listen.
It's this fighting style that the Israeli police people use.
No,
really?
That's,
yes, it's crazy.
That's Krav Maga. This is Krav Maga.
Okay.
He taught her in the backwoods of Arkansas.
That's right.
What?
The martial arts of life. Yes. Which she used. No, it's actually a type of martial arts they use in the Israeli army.
It's a self-defense system developed for the Israel Defense Forces that consists of a wide combination of techniques.
Man, do you know that?
It's specifically designed so you can defend yourself in situations just like the one she found herself in. So even though she was sporting 4-inch high heels, she punched the dude in the face, kicked him in the knee, which got him to let go of the purse and run away.
Dude.
Side note, she walked into the audition and nailed it!
Nailed it.
So she's actually going to be in the pageant next month.
Pretty sweet.
How crazy is that?
That's nuts.
Dude, can you imagine?
Is that her talent?
I guess so. Yeah. She was like, for the talent portion, I'd like you to check out the surveillance footage from the parking lot of me disarming and destroying this mugger guy. He actually got away, though. The cops were trying to track him down.
You know that mugger walked up, and he's like, hey. And then she said, I needed a warm-up.
Oh, dude.
Wait!
No! Oh, no, Miss Universe!
I'm sorry!
Yeah, so she's going to be part of the Miss Universe pageant.
She's totally going to win.
I mean, we'll see.
She'll win!
She will win.
I'm assuming she's going to be Miss England, because she's... Wait, no, she was in Birmingham.
Columbia!
That's
you're
wrong.
Right.
Steve,
I don't know.
Man, he's always wrong.
I really don't know, actually, what country she's representing. Kirsty Grace.
Kirsty?
Kirsty.
Sounds like American.
Kirsty Grace.
Kirsty Grace.
Maybe she's American.
Well, she's from England, right?
No, she was in England. That's what I thought. And then I reread my own story and thought, wait, nope. Yeah.
I bet you she's English.
No, she's from Stockport.
Yep, Stockport, England.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Sounds like a Michigan town.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up. Good news on a woman who graduated from the college where she was abandoned as a baby. Just good stuff. Great story.
She's Miss Universe Great Britain.
Oh, there you go.
Pretty much same thing, you know?
Side note, the UK always has the better information because it's the BBC. The mugger fled, though when she was struggling and got her purse back, her cell phone flew out and the car went meow and ran it over.
No way.
Sorry. That was like not important to the story at all, but I thought it was hilarious.
I think it is important. Guys, it's like something out of a TV show.
I think we have bad airflow in our... I'm reading a PSA.
Uh-oh.
Sick building syndrome.
Oh, no.
And it's about how most of the air that we breathe at work is bad for us.
Speaking of.
It decreases brain function. Mm. It makes you sick overall.
Does it say if wearing shorts?
It does say that shorts is a potential, like, sickness blocker.
You need to send that to HR.
It says leg freedom will help you breathe better. Crystal.
Wow.
There you go.
I got a great story coming up later in the day about one teacher retiring. She decided to leave a legacy by giving them quite possibly the weirdest test I've ever heard of.
All right. Can't wait. The live line's open, 585-LIVE. You can text the show. Love getting those text messages every morning. 338-3700. You can call us as well. Teo's got headlines. We'll check the roads out there. It's Friday, guys.
It's Friday. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Prince Rogers Nelson died of an opioid overdose. The 57-year-old pop star was found dead April 21st at his Paisley Park home and studios in Minnesota.
Madonna wins in court. She was sued over that song. The allegation, a producer copied a quarter of a second of horns from a 1975 song from the Sal Soul Orchestra for Vogue.
Officials with the International Olympic Committee have given approval to several sports that could be included in the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo.
People who smoke pot up to 20 years have more gum disease, a study in the journal JAMA Psychiatry finds. The
government watchdog agency is unveiling a new rule covering payday loans and similar forms of high-cost credit.
In Paris, the Louvre has been closed. Officials plan to move some works of art. The building is threatened by the rising river Seine.
OPEC oil ministers are reporting no consensus on whether the cartel should reduce production to boost prices. Pressure to do that has eased as oil prices increased on their own.
Good morning.
High today of 80-something. I don't even know.
It says 96.
Let's talk weather and what's happened here over the past 24 to 48 hours. Well, a pretty good setup for moisture across the east side of the state. If you remember a couple days ago, front came in, brought some juice. We had a weather disturbance past south of the state. That helped too. These are
crazy. Thanks, Ron Kenny. Thank you.
Hey, we got to take a look at traffic. Something crazy's happening.
No kidding?
Yeah, dude. Somebody actually... messaged us on Facebook about this. It happened earlier this morning. I-25 north between Highway 550 and exit 2 something. This is like north of the city. So I guess around Bernalillo. There was like a helicopter that came in.
What?
The whole highway is closed due to an accident.
Airlifting.
Yeah. Yes. So from I-25 north 550 to, gosh, Indian Service Road or Indian Service Route 85, it's closed. Traffic is, like, stalled out.
Man.
Yeah. So if you're going north to Santa Fe from Albuquerque, you're going to be waiting. It's closed right now. Pretty nuts. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning. Good morning. Huge show this morning.
Huge. Biggest show ever made.
We will talk about the six biggest ways people violate their company's dress code.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean,
violation.
I didn't do anything.
I
don't know what you're talking about. Not even looking at you.
Violation.
I see you looking at me.
I look at you.
I see you.
You know, there's rumors around here that they're going to start hiring some hall monitors.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They approached
me. I heard.
How much do they get paid?
Can't talk about it, really.
Dang it.
Wait. Are you one of them?
I mean, how much do they get paid? Because I'd be down.
It comes with a free pair of aviator sunglasses. Nice little notebook to write tickets.
Yeah.
Yep. Three tickets, you're fired. You violate three times, you're out of here. That's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
It doesn't sound true. It sounds stupid.
You guys will have to ask Crystal about it. But I might be the upcoming hall monitor.
Mm-mm.
So you, sir, Dex, would be in violation.
I'm not in violation. It's because I'm wearing a Blink-182 t-shirt, huh?
Well, that's, you know, now that you bring that up.
You can't say
violation.
That.
Violation.
Which,
you
by
have
the
two
way,
violations right now.
Free and clear on that show now. The other show.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah!
Well, that's Anyways. Good. That's good for you. I was going to go anyway.
I know you
appreciate the inside
I hope.
Banter.
Fingers crossed.
You know, stay outside of the studio.
All right, fine. You want to talk about outside banter? Let's talk about how some San Jose protesters attacked supporters at a Trump rally with punches and eggs.
What if we talk about outside bones? Your teeth.
Outside bones.
Most people
outside
have
outside bones.
So is the San Jose, was
last
that
night
crazier than the Albuquerque one? Huh?
I would say so. How many people got physically abused here in Albuquerque?
Well, a horse got injured.
That's true, actually. So maybe not. I don't know.
They threw rocks at horses and police officers.
But protesters last night in San Jose straight up attacked Donald Trump supporters. Like, attacked.
Are you sure they were Donald Trump supporters, or was it the same situation we ran in Albuquerque?
You're right.
We don't know.
Dude, protesters grabbed Trump hats from supporters, set their hats on fire.
Okay, well, if they're wearing a hat, then I'm pretty sure they're supporters.
More than a dozen people were punched. One woman was pelted with eggs.
Dang.
Yeah. At least four people were taken into custody, though police didn't realize total arrest figures Thursday night. One officer was assaulted.
Man.
What is happening to our nation?
Anarchy.
When did protesting become like just... yeah.
Well?
Actually, never mind, because I have thoughts. I have thoughts.
You have thoughts?
Thoughts. That's a guy taking a punch. Notice. Ooh. Ah, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, that stinks.
I have things that I just cannot say.
Yeah. Why not?
Violation.
That's the guy taking a punch. That's everyone around him protesting and screaming.
Ah, see.
One of these things is not like the other. Guess which one goes to H&M. Everyone else. Never mind.
Man, that kid's in violation like crazy.
Are you doing dress policy on a photo from somebody in San Diego?
Tank tops.
What are you doing that for?
Fake tan.
Are you guys hungry?
All violations.
I'm hungry.
I'm pretty hungry, too.
Dang, dude, I can't wait to eat.
There's like half a banana in the garbage
I'll
threw away.
It. I already ate that.
Okay.
I ate
those. Let's see here. Ed Begley Jr. will be on the show at 8:50 this morning. Yeah. He's been in everything you can think of.
Everything.
Better Call Saul. He's in that. And he's on a new Netflix show called Lady Dynamite. And he's going to talk about, being Earth-friendly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How we can take care of the Earth. Because he takes care of the Earth, man. He lives it. His whole life is just...
Mm-hmm. Just there.
Just there. Just there. It's just green. Just real green.
Yeah.
Ready to do some news, huh?
You
ready?
Man, I'm always ready.
This is worth every penny!
Air Force Thunderbird jets will not attend the Kirtland Air Show because there's been a crash. The Air Force Thunderbird Squadron will not perform at the 2016 Kirtland Air Show scheduled for this weekend after a crash involving an Air Force Thunderbird jet near Colorado Springs, Colorado, Thursday. The squadron was to arrive in Albuquerque Thursday. Johnson, whoever Johnson is, it just says Johnson said, so whoever Johnson is. Johnson said Kirtland is working to find out if an APD officer and AFD firefighter scheduled to fly with the Thunderbirds will be reassigned to different aircraft, but the event will still go on as planned otherwise. 17 other ground and air demonstrations will happen, which include a B-2 flyby and an F-18 Super Hornet demonstration.
Yeah. Love the F-18.
The Thunderbird pilot that crashed in Colorado Springs was able to eject before the crash, and he is okay. He met with the president, who was speaking at the Air Force Academy cadet graduation, and he was checked by medical personnel. Everything is cool.
Yeah, there was another air show, I think, in Tennessee a few days ago, and there was a crash and a pilot died.
Dang.
And that happens all the time at those air shows.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like air shows.
They're too loud.
Do you know why? One word. Sunburn.
Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much sunscreen you put on. It doesn't matter if you get sunburned or not. You're going to get sunburned at an air show. It happens.
Yeah. That's true.
Put sunscreen on every 30 minutes. Sunburn.
It is pretty cool, though, when those Thunderbirds just... Whoosh, and you see them for like a half, 0.5 seconds.
You sounded just like them. We did.
Wow. You got to read that story about the Thunderbird pilot, though, that died recently.
He wasn't a Thunderbird pilot, I don't think. It was another group of...
Wasn't the Thunderbirds?
I thought it was the Thunderbirds
because they were supposed to be here for the air show that's happening in Albuquerque this next week.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was a typo.
And they canceled.
Just read that.
Yeah.
But it says he came out okay.
No, that's there was a guy in Tennessee who recently died. But I don't think it was with the Thunderbirds. I was reading about it this morning because I thought it was the same.
It was the Blue Angels.
Blue Angels. There you go.
Okay. That's a different thing.
Not the
thing.
Same thing.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Speaking of deaths, Prince has been confirmed to have died from an accidental fentanyl overdose. Purple rain.
Talk to me about this.
Why didn't you play I Will Die For You?
No.
The toxicology tests have determined that Prince died of an accidental overdose of a painkiller called fentanyl. It's a very powerful drug. Can help cancer patients deal with severe pain. So you're talking like... power.
Man.
Power drug.
Why was he taking that?
It's 25 to 50% more potent than heroin. 50% to 100% stronger than morphine. It's also been blamed for a spike in overdose deaths in the U.S. because it's easy to get addicted to.
Why would a doctor give somebody that?
I don't know, friend. There aren't any other new details, so it's unclear how the drug was taken, why he was taking it, and whether he had a prescription or not. For what it's worth, he made a few trips to a local Walgreens in the week before his death. There had also been talk that he was addicted to Percocet, and that he'd been taking it to deal with hip problems, not as a recreational drug. Prince was 5'3" and 112 pounds at the time of his death, and his body was found fully clothed in the elevator. The full autopsy and toxicology reports won't be released, so this basically closes the book on his death. Mysterious in life and mysterious in death.
Good morning. Thank you.
What happened?
That's sad. There's no reason why he should have been taking that. And it sounds like he had a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to investigate and see who gave him that prescription.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Well, so you're thinking maybe it's going to go the Michael Jackson route.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you remember he had to fly to the doctor and said it was flu symptoms.
Yes.
Probably crashing because he was withdrawn or something.
Dude, that's a strong drug.
Yeah.
Why are you taking that, Prince? Yeah. Believe it or not, when you make a wish and throw a coin into a fountain... the coin doesn't magically turn into fairy dust and make your wish come true.
Yes, it does.
Here's what happens to the coins you throw in fountains. The Atlantic just did an investigation to figure out what happens to a coin when it is chucked into a fountain. Usually, a homeless person winds up taking it. If they don't, there's another decent chance it'll wind up going to someone in need. A lot of places collect the coins in their fountains and donate them to charities. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Throw more coins in fountains.
Yeah.
In fact, I've just installed a fountain in my office. But the funny thing is, there's no water, and I only take cash money.
Ah, gotcha.
So throw your dollar bills straight into my office, right over there. A fountain of... I need
something magical about throwing a coin in a fountain.
We've got a clip. No. The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is out this weekend. I love Turtles!
Wait, what?
This is gonna be good!
Yeah! Bring back the Mohawk! Good for you.
Oh, y'all got jokes, huh?
Why are we going with the turtles?
Bring the dubstep back.
We're listening to our trailer again, guys.
To rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky.
It's tricky.
Okay, well, you had Run DMC, so I'm cool.
Yeah, now we're cool.
Now it's cool.
It's up against an Emilia Clarke movie called
Emilia!
Me Before You.
Okay.
And the Andy Samberg comedy Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
All right.
My life motto.
Oh, man. I remember when the first one came out, Teo and I were stoked, and we went and saw it, like, showing.
We were disappointed.
Super disappointed. Woo. And then I went back and watched it with the kids, and now we watch it all
the time. Well, but it's because it came
really
out close to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Very true.
Guardians of the Galaxy is awesome.
Yep.
So good.
So it's like, what is this movie? But then... and you realize when you start to watch them, because it says Nickelodeon movies, and you're like, okay, yes, children's film. This is so stupid.
My kids didn't really like it.
Really?
Yeah, they don't even want to watch this new one.
I do.
Oh,
I
want to
see
hang
Bebop
out with
and Rocksteady
more. Yeah.
This is the first time Bebop and Rocksteady have been on the screen.
Exactly.
So when was it that your children became young adults and hated everything? Because I'm waiting
recent.
For that, and I'm like nervous.
It's been recent.
I feel like okay. it's a junior high
my
thing.
My kids are still stoked. But Jack's going into 7th grade.
Here's
and
the thing.
He's still so
he's
sweet.
He's not there yet.
Keep him
he's
off of YouTube.
There.
Oh,
okay.
Keep him off of YouTube. I think that is what is doing it to my kids.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
They're watching all these famous YouTubers, and I think they're just following lead on them.
All right.
The Cincinnati Zoo has made a statement. They said Thursday they will reopen the gorilla exhibit. Next week.
Did they?
With a higher reinforced barrier after a 3-year-old boy got into the enclosure, leading to the fatal shooting of a male gorilla named Harambe.
I heard they're going to put a white gorilla outlined like shrine in there. In honor.
Zoo spokeswoman Michelle Curley said the outer barrier will now be 42 inches high, a half foot taller than it was before.
Good.
With solid wood beams on top and at the bottom, plus knotted rope netting at the bottom.
Gotta have knotted rope.
The zoo said there had been no earlier breaches in Gorilla World's 38-year history and that the previous barrier had passed multiple inspections by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which accredits zoos. Our exhibit goes above and beyond standard safety requirements, but in light of what happened, we have modified the outer public barrier to make entry even more difficult, said Zoo Director Thane Maynard in a statement. Meanwhile, a prosecutor reviewing the police investigation of the case said he'll announce a decision on charges Monday. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters has been reviewing the actions of the parents of the boy who fell about 15 feet Saturday into a shallow moat after apparently climbing over the barrier. A special response team shot and killed the gorilla, 17-year-old Harambe, after concluding the boy's life was at stake. A Cincinnati police report identifies the boy's mother as Michelle Gregg, 32 years old, who works at a preschool near Cincinnati. The child's father isn't named in the report, and it's not clear whether he was even there Saturday. The boy's family has said he is doing well at home after being treated at a hospital Saturday evening. Police said he had scrapes on his head and knee. The boy's family has expressed gratitude to the zoo, and I guess people have been reaching out to them saying, hey, do you guys need anything? And the family is saying, if you're going to donate any money, donate it to the zoo.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I guess they set up a Harambe fund, and the family's saying, give all the money to the
zoo. Yeah, there's another woman. What was the mom's name?
Michelle Gregg.
Yeah, so think about it. All the Michelle Greggs out there.
Oh, yeah.
They were getting interviewed on the news the other day, and man, they were just getting ripped apart.
Really?
Yeah, and it wasn't even the real mom that it happened to. So all these other ladies were just sitting there going, I can't imagine what it's like to be her right now.
Yeah.
Death threats.
I hope if there's another Matt Lott that commits a crime. Well, it better be me, is all I'm saying. If I'm going to have to take a lot of crap for something, I better have been the one that did it.
Yeah.
Good grief. If there's another Matt Lott out there that plans on doing some crime, I will find you, and I will take you out. And then I will take over your crime, and I will do it, and I will make $1 million, and then I will rule this world with an iron fist.
A crime, if one followed a crime.
I love turtles. Remember the mom in Texas who went viral when she live-streamed herself in a Chewbacca mask?
And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs.
Just hilarious.
You guys remember her?
So funny.
Y'all ever heard of her? Mm-hmm. Candace Payne?
Candace Payne.
Well, a college in Florida just offered her and her kids free tuition.
Wow. Man, getting the hook up.
What college is it?
I don't know, man.
Gosh, get all the information.
I don't know.
Thanks to Fred Savage, you will never see a Wonder Years reunion.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
More of you people should have watched The Grinder, you jerks. It was a funny show. Rob Lowe, Fred Savage, incredible. Danica McKellar. She says, quote, if it were up to me, I would love to do that for you. But Fred Savage has said he will never do it.
What?
The chances are zero.
Why is he like that?
That's what he said.
Actors are weird.
I'm waiting on that Monster Squad reunion.
Yeah.
Bring that on. Fred Savage plays the dad. His kid gets into a similar situation.
Wow.
Fred Savage gets to help him because he knows what's going down.
I never saw The Wonder Years.
Dude, that movie, that was a good show.
You can watch every episode on Netflix.
Ugh. Why would I want to do that?
Why would you?
Because
not
it's one of the greatest
that?
American television shows of our time.
It really is.
Of our time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Of maybe even like, of all time.
Really? I guess.
Well, Bonanza is of all time.
I feel like when Trump says "Make America Great Again," it's after he watches The Wonder Years. I'm not kidding.
But what about Leave It to Beaver?
Or maybe The Sandlot.
Yeah, they're okay. But I think we can... if you watch one episode of The Wonder Years, you'll be hooked because it's... well, I'll just be quiet.
He's not going to watch it.
Speaking of making things great again, a listener of the... a Starmie member...
Starmie!
...chimed in on the live line, and I think it's just to antagonize me.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, boys. My son's Little League game is going to continue this evening. Stopped the game on Wednesday due to rain. Stopped the game yesterday due to the city light ward. Game is in the top of the ninth with the score 2-2.
Man, she's messing with you.
It's like, what league is that?
Does she play for the...
Clearly not Paradise Hills!
Was it the Lions or the Bears?
Ugh.
Oh, my.
Tigers. Oh, man.
Yeah, Dilbert. Not fair.
Is it time to go to break?
Yes.
You're so hungry.
I am going to...
Dude... We got a big day.
The trash can.
Big show, guys.
We
big, big.
Racist teachers.
What?
We got Ed Begley Jr. We got San Jose protesters lighting American flags on fire. America!
What is happening? Some lady got attacked by an elk. We'll talk about that. There's a viral video.
I've got a video of a duct tape welding man in a cowboy hat who interrupted the Tulsa mayoral debate. He just walked out and started at it.
Yeah. Good morning, Starmie. We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
You know, ticket prices for the finals are up from last year. The average price for a ticket to game one in Oakland was $1,625 a seat. The cheapest seats way up in the bleachers are going for around $650, which isn't bad when you consider Steph Curry will probably be shooting three-pointers from those seats. But
let's hope so, because last night he wasn't.
Tell me what happened.
Oh, dude.
Well...
does it matter when the rest of your team is on fire?
Yeah. Curry and Thompson, they're like the three-point shooters, man. Yeah. And last night, they both just were off their game. But the rest of the team on the Warriors, they stepped up and they crushed the Cavs in game one of the NBA Finals.
There you go.
And it wasn't even fun to watch. It was crazy.
Well, the Cavs actually... they caught up in the third quarter, and they took the lead for a little bit, but then the Warriors came back. I mean, it was the bench. The Warriors' bench, best in the league.
Yeah.
7-12, good morning.
I had a day of 90-something. It's stupid, guys.
95.
It's stupid.
I-25 north between Highway 550, New Mexico, and Exit 2-something. It's not telling me the rest of it. Okay. Exit 242. Traffic is exiting at Bernalillo at the 550 and using the frontage road to Algodones?
I don't know.
Heavy delays, guys.
I-25
North is closed.
Oh, it's Algodones.
Algodones.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying.
You said Al Gore.
Yeah. He did say Al Gore. So, I-25 north between Highway 550, that's exit 242, and Highway 315. You're going to be exiting because I-25 north is closed.
Yeah, now we're starting to get things going.
Wait, that's a bad thing.
They had to airlift somebody.
No, I'm not talking about that. It's not enough.
Okay.
You just never thought that the traffic map was working.
That's your look at traffic.
That's it. I thought it was broken.
No, it's working.
Whoops.
Traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic!
Thank you.
Man, those guys were late.
Where did they go get food?
And they might have.
Idiots.
They might have. Jimmy Kimmel does a pretty cool thing where he plays Donald Trump at half speed.
This is 100% Hillary Clinton who lies. I mean, she lies. You remember that? Yeah. I started that. Yeah. She lies.
Yeah. Just good stuff right there. So we decided to slow us down.
Oh, no.
To see what we sound like.
I don't want to do this again. I sound so... Uh-huh. Yeah.
Teo, you sound really good.
Grandpa's
this time.
Cough medicine.
Stop for a second.
Okay.
And think about all the crap that you really just have.
Yeah.
All the pointless stuff. Just think about it.
Yep. Man. Yeah.
A new survey found why we won't get rid of stuff even if we never use it.
You sound sleepy.
The top three reasons are I might need it one day.
I sound like I've been hanging out in Colorado all week.
So sleepy.
You might need it.
Steve-O.
Oh,
man. Steve-O.
I don't... Half speed, I probably just sound normal.
Yeah, I was going to say, hello, I wish that you would play him, and he just sounded completely normal. Because normally he's like...
Yeah, exactly.
Sonia, we need your help. We were really excited about being able to talk to you today. I know Dex, he watches all 17 iterations of Real Housewives.
I'm a huge fan.
He is a huge fan. I am preparing for a fashion show coming up in June. We're partnering with this incredible organization called Love Helps Kids. And we're dressing up like superheroes. Stop it!
Loves helps you.
This loves helps.
By the way, if you missed that interview yesterday, man. And you know, I slowed her down. This is what she sounds like.
Good morning. Good. I'm here in the four-poster bed with the two poodles and the cat.
That's not slow down. That's not slow down.
Oh, wait.
That was just her. That was just her. Yeah. Did you slow yourself down?
I did.
Oh, good.
Zoos are good, though. There's actually good reasons why there's zoos.
I'd love to hear
what?
I'll give you
there's
one.
There's is. Here
my kids love it.
Because of endangered animals.
Okay. Why can't we just protect them in the natural habitat?
Well, we try, but because there's...
Poachers.
Yes.
Why don't we just have stricter laws against the poachers?
Because it's usually in Africa, choosing these other countries that... They actually do. They have the... there's the laws in those countries are actually pretty stiff.
Dex. The best thing is to slow us down when we're talking about serious stuff. Because we sound like your
oh my gosh,
your inebriated friend. You know what I'm saying?
This is poachers.
Hey. Hey, listen. You can't say that.
Sadly, that was you in a serious argument.
I know.
Oh, because gosh.
They've got... stricter laws
in the Africas.
Now, I decided to slow down our listeners.
Man. Oh, yes.
No way.
So I took Pool Boy.
Yeah!
And slowed him down from his call yesterday.
I really gotta say that Morgan chick was way better than Dilbert.
Okay.
Did you slow down Dilbert?
Yeah, Dilbert. I felt so bad for that kid.
Yeah.
Murder. And then in the morning when you start the show, you make fun of him again?
Yeah. There you go, pool boy. There you go, man. Oh, just so good.
People are losing it the live line right now. Slow-mo segment, awesome. Funniest thing ever. Love this. Thank you guys for chiming in.
I just want this to become a regular thing. where Dex tries to debate with Steve-O or with Tao. Yeah. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Come on, you guys.
Pretty funny.
Pretty good.
It didn't make any sense.
It made a lot of sense.
No, it didn't.
No, it made a tremendous amount of sense.
Guys, slow-mo is the greatest!
It is.
Y'all ever heard of that slow-mo?
Oh, yeah. Man.
You want to be number one? We slow-mo the show.
Okay, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, our dear friend, well, this was a, you know, Jimmy Kimmel slows down.
I thought you just slow-moed yourself.
Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, we've been talking about him. Dude, they do this mean tweets thing where it's like horrible tweets that that people say and like celebrities read them.
I've seen that.
Our boy Thigpen, who you know, we stayed with him when we were in New York. Mm-hmm. He used to play bass in a band called Spoken. And then he teched with Red and then Kelly Pickler and just an amazing human. Love him. He had a hilarious Steph Curry tweet.
Yeah,
Steph Curry read it.
Can I play it? Can I play that one?
Do you have it?
I have it.
Oh, you do?
I have it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, this was your guys' friend's tweet that Steph Curry
read this on Jimmy Kimmel.
I ain't got no friend.
Have you ever been downloading something online and halfway through it just froze and couldn't go anywhere? Think Steph Curry's puberty. I'm not for that. That's good.
Brandon Thigpen, basis for Spoken.
He did it.
How cool that
he made it, guys.
He's made it.
And then last night he was like, dude, this is my day. Steph Curry reads his tweet on Jimmy Kimmel, and then he's at this little like hole in the wall bar pub place last night in Brooklyn, and who decides to play? Oh, Usher and The Roots.
Whoa. They just showed up and played.
They just played a secret show. He was just kicking it. So he's got this photo from like 3 feet away from Usher and Usher, The Roots. Usher. And I'm like, man, you should just, if there were ever a day to be Groundhog Day for you, like, this has to be it.
Man.
This has to be it. I hope you wake up tomorrow and it's today. Yeah.
I bet you.
Today.
Well, you guys have been there. I bet you New York City has to be one of those cities that you could have the greatest days of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much happening. All the time.
Yeah. When you're in New York, Congress,
Leslie, we gotta go.
You got to. Yeah. Tao and I are going in October. You want to go with us?
Broke, man. Just broke.
Yeah. Comic-Con.
I'm so glad you're buying my plane ticket.
Yeah, I don't know how we're getting there yet. But we're going.
We need an airplane company to sponsor
us. Did you guys look at airline tickets on Memorial Day weekend? Because they said it was supposed to be cheaper.
And, there wasn't a big difference.
Define cheaper.
Yeah.
It was like, normally $379, now $374.
Yeah, it was like, it totally was like,
yeah.
It was like 10% off.
You know, what? Yeah. 10% off.
I looked up one time, you know, how to find the cheapest airline tickets, and someone said that you want to try to book a flight in the middle of the night. You could find cheaper deals.
What?
Well, I don't know.
Set an alarm for 3 a.m.
No idea if that's real or not.
There's different things. Because, like, I had always heard to try to do it on, like, Thursday. But then Tim in House of Heroes always books on Tuesday night. He said, like, historically, he has always seen the cheapest flights on Tuesday night. I tried to do it on a Tuesday night. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess it depends on the airline. It depends on where you're going. It depends on the weather conditions. There are too many variables.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Like algebra. Get away from me. Flights. Airplane company. Sponsor me.
Just you.
No, and Steve-O, too.
Yeah.
But
I've been trying to talk my wife into being a stewardess for years.
Yeah. Wait.
Because they get to fly wherever they want. Anytime. They get free vouchers for family and friends. I used to have a friend who was a stewardess. We got hooked up all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, Leslie. Be a stewardess. Be awesome. Could fly anywhere.
She would quit. But where? I mean, yeah, that's cool.
Pretty good money, I guess. It's not great, but it's okay.
I mean, you're constantly
benefits.
Like, I don't know. Benefits. That's got to do something to your brain.
You're just serving drinks. That's it. Peanuts just and drinks.
Out. Yeah.
Sometimes, not a very hard job.
Sometimes pretzels.
You know, the occasional terrorist, but you know. Right? No? All right. Bad joke.
God. The occasional terrorist.
I'm not even.
Hey, is that a name of a band?
The occasional terrorist.
Don't be that band.
Yeah, that's bad. No one's gonna go watch you.
Well, I mean, at times in our lives, aren't we the occasional terrorist?
Oh, my
gosh.
With
words that we say or things that we do. Am I right,
I will
guys?
Say you are definitely terrorizing me right now. Yes. So, yes, you are.
You
right.
know what? Cut his mic.
What? No. Why would you do that?
Is that Nancy Grace?
Lady?
Wow.
Is it?
How did she get on here?
Wow.
Ridiculous.
That is so weird. Speaking of Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to talk about coming up. We don't have to talk about it now. I just keep looking back at these different stories from San Jose from last night. Just dumbfounded. This is America.
America.
It just
wait.
It
so this
looks
is San
like...
Jose because you know the ones in San Diego got crazy too.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Okay, so Albuquerque, we made international news for the protests
we
that happened here.
We started something.
San Diego and San Jose far worse.
San Diego,
dude.
Yes.
Bottles what? Were thrown at people. Eggs were thrown at people. They tore shirts and hats off of Trump supporters and lit their clothing on fire. Dude, America. America. I'm just saying.
It was San Diego. Yeah.
Yeah, San Jose last night, too.
Wow.
And this is... okay. It doesn't look like America. Like, I keep watching videos and I keep watching, you know, and they have tons of photos and everything. And I don't know how else to say this. You know what? It looks like a brawl after a football game in, like, Uruguay. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so...
Like, it's violent and crazy. And I'm like... This is weird.
So here in Albuquerque, we saw a lot of Hispanics. We
yes.
saw them waving the Mexican flag.
Yes.
Did you see that in California?
Yes.
Okay.
That's, it's really, really. That's,
dude, here's San Diego.
Yeah. Dude.
That's crazy.
Just, there's violence. There are people. I mean, not just being antagonistic and saying things. They are shouting and actually... physically accosting police officers and human beings walking into a convention center. They're walking into a building for a rally. And the crazy thing is, like, we had friends here who went to the Trump rally. They weren't even Trump supporters. But what you're seeing, like, excuse me, that last one, you saw the Italian flag. Did you notice
no,
that?
No, I didn't. They're waving the Italian
flag. They're waving what? The yeah, in that first video, if you look, there's the Mexican flag. There's like an Italian flag in the background. And nowhere do you see an American flag waving anywhere going, "I just love our country and want better for it."
Yeah.
Cuz I love this country. And it's so weird to me. Because I'm reading these stories going, "Oh my gosh, this woman at the rally last night at a Trump rally." She got hit with eggs, and the protesters were saying that she was making gestures at the protesters and antagonizing her, and that's why. But the report says that a crowd of demonstrators surrounded this woman and trapped her and threw eggs at her.
No
and,
way.
Oh, wait, there's video evidence of the incident to support her account, not the Trump protesters,
wow.
who said, "No, bro, she was egging us on, no pun intended." No, she wasn't. She was trying to walk into the building, and they literally surrounded this woman and started hitting her with eggs.
Man.
In America!
That's crazy.
Man.
You don't watch the video. It's like the gorilla video. You don't want to watch it because you can't unsee it. Because it's like, that's a human being. It's literally just tearing another human being apart.
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live if you'd like to text into the show. 850 Ed Begley Jr.
I cannot wait, dude.
Oh, show. Man. Next, we'll talk about dress code.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The six biggest ways people violate their company's dress code. We're having some issues with our dress code here. I'm just saying.
Well, there's not issues. We just take exception to the rules.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Prince Rogers Nelson died of an opioid overdose. The 57-year-old pop star was found dead April 21st at his Paisley Park home and studios in Minnesota.
Madonna wins in court.
She was sued over that song. The allegation, a producer copied a quarter of a second of horns from a 1975 song from the Sal Soul Orchestra for Vogue.
Officials with the International Olympic Committee have given approval to several sports that could be included in the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo.
People who smoke pot up to 20 years have more gum disease, a study in the journal JAMA Psychiatry finds.
Government watchdog agency is unveiling a new rule covering payday loans and similar forms of high-cost credit.
In Paris, the Louvre has been closed. Officials plan to move some works of art. The building is threatened by the rising River Seine.
OPEC oil ministers are reporting no consensus on whether the cartel should reduce production to boost prices. Pressure to do that has eased as oil prices increased on their own.
Good morning. Don't forget to join us. Isotopes Park. When are we going to be out there?
July 2nd.
That's the time.
For King and Country.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, agreed.
We're going to be doing the Evening Invasion. There's going to... be, how many bands are actually there? There's
three counting battle drums. Mm-hmm.
Skip Heitzig will be throwing down.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing the Evening Invasion, trying to get you guys all pumped up.
For sure, Z's.
So make plans. Be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
7:39.
High today of 94 degrees, people.
Don't forget, guys, major accident happened early this morning on 25 northbound. It's closed between Highway 550 and Highway 315. Traffic is exiting at Bernalillo at the 550 and using the frontage road to Algodones. There are heavy delays. In fact, you can expect delays up to 2 hours.
Wow.
So what it says, traffic is stopped. I-25 is closed. If you were going to go to Santa Fe today for work or for leisure or whatever, you're not going for at least 2 hours now. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Turn around, people. Just turn around.
Get on out.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. Turn around.
I don't know the words. I mean, I tried.
Just follow my lead.
I feel like we bailed on that at the same time.
Just follow my lead.
All right, good.
All right, let's talk about this dress code. It's going. Okay, wrong button.
Wow.
Hold on.
Wow.
Wait a second here. Just wait one second.
Lame.
Let's talk about this dress code.
That's right. I mean, this is the United States of America.
If I want to wear sandals, I should be able to wear sandals at work. If I want to wear shorts, I should be able to wear shorts. If I want to wear a tank top, I should wear a tank top.
Wait, what? You're sporting a sweet midriff today, by the way.
It looks great.
Appreciate I don't know if that's in dress code.
It reminds me of 1981, but I'm okay with it.
Well, I found a little survey here. Asked bosses to name the most common way people at their companies violate the dress code. Here are the top six answers.
Oh, great.
That's neat.
Having extreme hair color or styles.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that's in violation of a
violation.
Dress code?
Violation! You cannot have extreme colors or styles.
I know that's at my wife's place of employment.
School?
Yeah, the school. Because, I mean, you're talking teachers. You're talking, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily want your teacher showing up with, like, three different colors of hair. Like,
why not?
Blue. As long as it's, like, natural, it's cool.
As long as it's a natural, vibrant teal.
Yeah,
that's
that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Natural.
Don't you want to relate to the kids? Don't you want the kids to
the kid
to look
with
at
blue
you
hair
and think, "Man, my teacher's so cool because she's got great, amazing, crazy blue hair."
I don't know.
Just saying.
You were at the Trump protest last night, weren't
hey.
You?
Hey.
No comment.
Freedom of expression, blue hair, and throwing eggs at humans.
Here's another violation: wearing too many accessories.
Really?
Yeah. You got too many accessories on, man. Way too many.
I can wear as many rings as I want.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Yes, you're in violation.
You're a violator.
I'm going to write you up.
So.
Here's one. I don't know if this is in our bylaws. having facial hair that's not groomed. Got to groom that.
Wait, what?
It's too long. You got to groom it. You
Ryan Wiley is clearly out of dress code here.
Out of dress code,
Ryan. Out of dress code.
Out of dress code.
Come on, battle drums. That is a beard.
Here's one. I'm glad that's not in effect here. Having visible tattoos or piercings. Some places of business, that's not allowed. You need to cover up them tattoos. You need to take out those piercings.
I did not get a job in high school at the Disney store because I was like, dude, the Disney store, right? Disneyland, discount, boom. Mm. And they said, do you have any tattoos? And it wasn't even like, do you have any tattoos we can see? It was flat out, do you have any tattoos?
Huh?
And back then,
yeah, scare the kids off.
And our interview concluded. Seriously.
Man.
And it wasn't even like, you couldn't see them. I'm like, well, yeah, but it's like up here. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
And thus concludes our not allowed to have a tattoo at Disneyland interview.
You got a tattoo?
Yeah.
A tattoo?
That was the end.
You got a piercing?
That was the end, guys.
Our piercing's still cool, because I don't know.
Dude, that's hilarious, because I regularly, I'm going to sound like a 12-year-old, oh. I regularly argue with my wife about my nose piercing.
Come on, Chrissy. Your nose pierced?
No, see this giant hole?
Oh, rip.
You got two holes in your nose.
I was going to say.
Where'd you get those?
Okay, those are nostrils. Oh. But I really did used to have it pierced twice.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, come on, Chrissy, let me put my hoop in. Let me re-pierce my nose. And she's like, what are you, 16?
Yeah.
No.
What are you, 24?
You're a grown-up. You're a grown-up. No, that's disgusting. I'm like, come on. Constantly. She
it
won't
is
let me.
Disgusting.
I'm like, come on, nose ring.
I was going to get a lip ring at one point, and then I found out how much care goes into any
yeah.
piercing, and I was like, forget about that.
Speaking yeah. of, see this big scar? Labret pierced twice.
Well,
I'm a dumb.
What's a labret?
Right here.
Oh.
Also, children, that's why I am supposed to get a skin graft surgery on my lower gums.
Wow, no kidding?
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Because I had a piercing right here on my lip, right in the center, your labret, and it rubbed against my gums so much that my gums are now receding on the bottom, and they're supposed to take skin from and try the roof of my mouth.
Piercing's
and replace
not a good
it
idea.
On my gums!
Man.
Haven't done it yet because, I don't know, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the biggest ways people violate their company's dress code.
I got off on a tangent, I'm sorry.
Showing too much skin. Now, this one I agree with. Hey, man, you're just showing too much skin.
Showing thus, your midriff.
You need to go home and change.
Yeah, I agree.
There's too much showing. You can't do that.
I got sent home yesterday because of spaghetti straps. I guess.
Well, they looked ridiculous.
I didn't realize.
Too much skin.
Spaghetti
man.
Straps. I mean, I knew for like the ladies, but I'm like, come on.
So is that why we can't wear shorts? Is that why? Because we're showing too much skin?
I guess.
It can't be because she said we could wear a kilt.
Yes.
So why can't we wear...
Here's the best part.
We can't wear shorts, but we can wear a kilt.
Yes, we can. This is the best part. We actually had this conversation with HR because we're like, but you're in a dress. And you can. And she was like, well, then you
so
can wear a dress.
Yeah, they'll let us wear a dress, but we can't wear shorts.
Yeah.
So I'm
that,
like, well,
that
okay.
would look great. That
I'm
would
wearing,
look great.
You know what?
So
we're wearing dresses.
A bunch of dudes wearing dresses on Calvary campus.
Yesterday,
we'd get to keep our jobs.
Yeah. I took it upon
Thanks,
myself
Crystal.
Yesterday to find clam diggers, and those are acceptable because capris are acceptable.
Doesn't make any sense.
Why not? I'll look like Tom Sawyer.
It's fine. You should be able to wear clam diggers.
Fantastic.
But what's wrong with
I'm
wearing
bringing
shorts?
Them back.
There's nothing wrong.
The shorts are the guy's version of a dress.
These are basically.
Thank you, Dex.
Thank
is
you.
Exactly true.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, guys. Shorts.
You realize all we're going to do is get girls fired from getting to wear dresses.
No, you know
now,
what we
right?
need to do? We need to protest for shorts rights. Right out there
Wait,
by the
what?
Fountain.
Shorts rights.
Yes.
That's really hard to yell.
I can yell it.
Shorts rights.
Yeah. No.
Shorts rights.
If you're going to protest anything, everyone knows you have to have a sweet rhyme. If you don't have dope rhymes, then your protest is stupid.
I got it. Shorts rights for summer nights.
But we don't work at night, and so that doesn't
we
make any
We might as
sense.
Well.
No.
Yeah, it's true. We get here in
we
the middle
get here
of the
in
night.
In the middle of the night.
We will fight for shorts rights.
Yeah. Okay, that'll work. It's not as cool as mine, but that'll work.
No.
Shorts rights. Now take a bite.
Okay. You're a weirdo. You are a weirdo.
You are never in charge of our protests.
And it's always about food.
It's
just back to that sandwich.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm still constantly hungry.
Like every time you're like, shorts, rights, now take a bite. And then you take a bite of your meatball sub. Shorts, right from meatballs fights. Wait, I don't know. I'm just going to keep eating. You are never protesting with us, ever. Gosh.
Oh, man.
Halfway through, we look over, and he's just got meat sauce on his face everywhere. Just asleep.
Got the meat
like,
sweats.
Gosh. Yeah. He is the worst protester friend.
You get the meat sweats. You get the fudge sweats. You probably get the short sweats.
Yeah. I'm sweating right now. I need shorts. Biggest ways people violate their company's dress code. This was the biggest out of the survey. This was the top answer from the survey. 47% said it was the most common dress code violation at their company. Dressing too casually.
We already had two comments on that, and you hadn't even said it yet. That's
there
funny.
You go.
If you dress too casual, your attitude becomes too relaxed. You got to dress professional. Behave professional.
Mm.
That's from Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
We also got stay-at-home mom dress code. Underwear, a shirt you wore 3 days in a row. Boss doesn't care as long as you wipe his butt and give him his babas.
Boom.
Thanks, Becca, for that lovely illustration. Gosh.
Go back to bed.
Apparently she's already ready for it. She's dressed and ready to go.
Yep. Shout out to all the stay-at-home moms.
Yeah. Some of them actually wear pants.
Well. You know.
Oh, you know what? Did you read the one about the strategy?
No.
If you guys all wear kilts every day, they will let you wear shorts because they'll get sick of seeing the kilts.
Mm.
I don't know. Crystal?
She barely sees us anyways.
Yeah, she barely sees us. And that's when she's standing in the room because she's HR and she's so high and mighty.
That's true. Man. Hey, somebody had a great idea for our protest. What we need to do is just start yelling at people and calling them racist because that seems to work for other protests right now. Hashtag shorts rights.
Amen. But
you're a racist because I can't wear shorts.
You ain't let me wear shorts. You're racist.
No hate.
Woo.
Gosh, America.
Woo. What are we fighting about?
I don't even know.
Why are we protesting?
Shorts rights because my legs are brights. That was from Crystal.
That's a good one.
Shorts rights.
My legs are bright. That's pretty good.
You have to add the S. She just said bright, but I think brights because it rhymes with rights. Mm. Because my legs are very white. Shorts, rights, because my legs are white.
Yes.
Let me think.
I need to tan.
Ooh, I got one.
Okay.
We wear short shorts.
No, we don't. No, we do not.
We wear short shorts. No, we don't. We wear short shorts. Wait, no, we don't.
That's the rhyme.
Oh, God. That's the chant. We wear short shorts. Wait, no, we don't.
That's confusing every time.
People are like, what are you guys singing that? What? Why are you guys singing about that?
Is it because you want to wear short shorts?
Because we're not wearing shorts, you know, like we wear. No, we're not because they say it's a violation.
You are seriously never allowed to protest.
We wear shorts of appropriate length.
Think of another one.
Yeah.
Throw that one away.
It's never going to happen, guys.
I think we can't wear shorts because girls can't wear shorts. And so in order to avoid any weirdness and potential, I guess, gender discrimination, they just across the board said no shorts.
Yeah, she didn't even give us a good explanation
of why. Because there's not one.
Well, that is the explanation. It's just you
got to
be
wear dresses.
Fair.
That's not fair.
We can wear dresses, she said.
Yeah, because that makes common sense.
Okay, let's wear dresses and see how far that goes.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, the first time I run into Skip Heitzig wearing a dress, I'm going to become his next sermon. That's what's going to happen.
Guess what, bud? You just became a sermon example. Hope you're happy. Also, fired.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They want us to get fired.
Try to explain that.
That's the reason they made this rule.
For Casual Friday, I'll wear a dress.
I'll wear a dress if you wear a dress.
Okay.
Guys, if you guys wear a dress, I'll wear a dress.
Hey, Tao.
And I swear, if I show up wearing a dress and you guys didn't wear a dress.
Wait, I mean, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be amazing.
The awful thing about it is I can't wear any of my wife's dresses because she's She's this little petite thing. I'm giant. I'm fat. I can't fit into her dresses.
You are the sandwich dumpster.
Yes, I am.
See, look at this. I say wear the cargo pants where the zippers are at the knees and you could set them off where your legs need to breathe. That was a rhyme, and they didn't even mean to.
I used to have those pants. That person needs to stop it. I hated having to
zip those things back together. Just saying, that's like the clam diggers.
Here's the problem with those pants. What if you trip and fall down and then the zipper digs into your knee?
Okay.
Yeah, and
guys,
it'll happen.
I found some great clam diggers that are like, that's like three-quarter pants. Those are acceptable. We'll just look like we're wearing capris.
Well, like I said before, I was approached recently to become the hall monitor.
People approach you a lot.
They said, you look like you need some more work. You want to be the hall monitor?
Sure. No one said that.
They handed me a pair of aviator sunglasses.
Nice.
A notepad and a pen. They said, go to work. And that's what I'm doing right now, Steve-O Jeter.
Violation.
You know what? Three violations.
How am I in violation?
Sandals? You got a hole?
No.
And you're wearing...
The jeans are distressed. You can't see any skin. There is no hole. Look at it. It's part of the style. There's actually a patch underneath. Do you see any skin?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
I can see it.
I can see through clothes.
Liars. Okay, well, that's different.
And if you read in the... Bylaws, handbook.
Yeah.
Code 5, section 307 says if your hair is longer than 3 inches, you have to wear a hairnet.
No, that's not what it says.
That was at Taco Bell.
It says that,
if
you cut your hair, then the angels will be disturbed.
Okay, that was also not real. That's in the book of Numbers. It's totally different.
Well, you're violating the wrong handbook. I am not in violation. Stop it.
Hey, but you know what?
You know HR's listening.
Since we pointed out all his negativity, let's focus on the positive. How into dress code am I today? Check it out.
Look at you, man.
Full-length jeans.
I don't know. That button
looking
is a little
good.
Low. I can see too much chest.
I can breathe.
Uh-huh.
My body has to breathe.
Yeah.
If you guys want to fire me for an unbuttoned button, then let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
There you
go. Good times. We're getting through, guys. I'm going to go online and find us all clam diggers, and you guys will be happy.
They're
basically shorts, but they're just long shorts. They're capris.
I have really big calves, though. Can I wear
clam diggers? Oh, my gosh. What is the difference between that and shorts? I'm helping you.
Shorts.
To where you're still...
But I don't think I can fit my calves in clam diggers,
Hashtag shorts at work.
Yeah, you can, because they're open. Just think JNCOs, but like 3/4.
Hashtag shorts at work, guys. 3/4 length of JNCOs.
Okay. I thought the clam diggers were tighter around the calf.
No.
My bad.
Why would they be tight? I mean, you can roll them to be tight if you're 83.
Yeah. I don't really want JNCOs, though.
Gosh. You know what? I quit. I quit trying to help you. You guys are the ones complaining. I don't even care about shorts.
Sweet shorts, bro. So Steve-O's wearing shorts, sandals, white sunglasses, and his hair is more than 3 inches long.
Okay.
And he's got a hole in his jeans. Violation.
We just got a song. We want shorts, rights, bum ba da bum bum bum. Cause it's summer and it's hot. Bum ba da bum bum bum. Don't be mean because nice is what you're not. Bum ba da bum bum bum. Mm. Thanks, Liveline. I think I'm going to quit the protest before it even begins.
Yeah.
Hashtag shorts rights.
I don't have time today
to protest.
We
will not back down.
Shorts rights.
I think I'm just going to convert to stay-at-home mom so I can rock my boxers and my t-shirt.
Don't listen to Becca.
It's too late, guys.
All right, we got a big 8 o'clock hour. Big 8 o'clock hour. Of course, at 8:50, Ed Begley Jr.
Yes, dude!
He's in Better Call Saul. He's in Lady Dynamite. He's in everything under the sun, I tell you what.
Dude, you know you've made it when you're in an episode of The Simpsons as yourself.
Is that everything he's been on?
Yes, look at this, dude!
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
Giant.
Amazing. Also... My wife's getting bullied at work.
No!
What?
We'll talk about it. Hang on.
You're a star, yeah, you are a star. Wow, you're super special. natural, just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
Good morning.
No!
I know.
Mm-hmm. 808.
You're rabbit.
I'm not saying the temperature until you turn off this dumb music.
Is that true? Yes! Okie dokie, yo! Is that true? Yes! Okie dokie, yo!
If I tell you the temperature, will you promise to turn off this weird Japanese hip hop?
I don't really care about the temperature.
94 degrees.
If you're not watching the webcam, you are missing out. You know, every time you dance, we get emails about it.
Oh, man. Incredible.
Let's check them rails out there.
Guys, huge news. Traffic is exiting at Bernalillo at the 550 and using the frontage road to Algodones. There is a two-hour delay because there was an accident early this morning, and I-25 North is closed. Expect a two-hour delay, people. Two-hour delay.
A three-hour
delay. Add 2 hours to your trip if you're going north on 25. So if you're driving through town and you happened on our channel, welcome to Star 88. This is the Morning Invasion, best morning show you'll ever hear. And you get to hear it because you got a two-hour delay in front of you.
And we got a great 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying good things.
That's your look at traffic.
What a jerk.
Traffic!
Whoa.
Yeah.
Came out strong there at the end.
338-3700. That's our phone number if you'd like to call us.
Oh, cool.
Man. So much to do, so little time. I don't even know what to do next. Steve-O, you have a good stuff about a test. My wife's getting bullied at work.
Yeah.
Why don't we do your thing and we'll save mine for later.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do.
Is this a good time to do your story or should we wait till later on? But then again, it's summer break.
Can you just give me music?
Okay.
I need some down south music. Do you have any down south music?
Come on, Mississippi.
Close enough.
Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time?
Down south music.
Just down the road from Mississippi is a state called Alabama.
Ooh.
It's down and to the right. Right? Anyone? I don't know where Alabama is on our nation's map.
See, I didn't know where Mississippi was.
Mississippi is the one that's
no
like,
idea.
It goes
I
Texas.
I gotta help you guys out.
Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
Mississippi.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Is Mississippi like long ways or like sideways?
Sideways.
Mm. Oh, okay. Why did I think it went like this? What's the state that's
Tennessee.
Like...
Tennessee.
Okay.
Also Kentucky.
Where's Alabama in that craziness?
Keep going. And Alabama's just to the right of Mississippi.
Oh, see, I was right!
Hey!
Woo! Well, down in Mobile, Alabama.
Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth.
Alright, distracted.
Gonna sing a song.
Gone with the wind. Ain't nobody looking back again.
Alabama!
Yes, sir.
Will you please keep playing Song
okay.
of the South? Thank you.
Ain't
we're not gonna try and sell Chevys or anything, are we?
That's a
we're not com. Okay.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton.
Eighth grade teacher in Mobile, Alabama, named Joanne Bolser. She's retiring at the end of the year, and at least one of her colleagues says she's well-respected in the community.
Sweet potato pie and a shut my mouth.
Well, probably not as respected as she used to be after this last Friday.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Yeah. She looks like she's in her 60s, early 70s. She decided to go out with a bang last week by giving students a math test. Where all the questions were about pimps, prostitutes, and drugs.
Whoa.
I'll say that again.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's real life. It's a fake test that dates back to the mid-80s and has been circulating online since the 90s. Apparently, it's supposed to be funny, but they're in Mobile, Alabama, and it's actually really, really racist.
Really, really racist.
Like how racist?
Can't play that.
You know what? Move
that's
on.
That's a reporter Did you really?
I dumped the whole thing.
And it's probably smart. So you guys know.
Just move on.
Dex just aired part of the question, and we dumped
it. That's not
bad. You will not hear it. It won't be on the podcast, and it didn't come over there. No.
What?
No, that's not appropriate.
Guys.
Needless to say.
Wait, no.
Because you can't say ebort, because that's wrong.
Wait, what?
I didn't say that.
We just dumped that bit because of stupidity. Is any of this going to be on there?
That's the question. Okay, so if you're just joining us, the last 40 seconds of my life didn't happen, and I don't know where to start. I was trying to tell a story.
Okay, can you tell it without using the verbs?
No,
the verbiage.
Yes!
The terms.
Give me Song of the South. We're doing it. And there's no more delay, so you can't take my story
away. It's gone.
But
there's no delay
left. Here's the deal. If you say these words...
I'm not going to. I was trying to be appropriate. And before I could, this national news reporter stole it from me.
That wasn't us. That was a national news reporter.
Oh, man.
We can't help what she said.
I don't know where to begin. Dex just dumped my entire life.
Hey.
For those who don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Here in radio, we are on a 40-second delay. That's why we ask people to turn their radio off when they call, because they're going to get confused. Because sometimes we have people call in and say really awful things, and we have to let that audio go. So we have to go.
Thank you. And so let's start over.
There is zero delay left. Nothing. I need you guys to be quiet so we can get some delay back. No talking. I'm shutting the mics off.
Okay, we're back.
All right, we got 5 seconds of delay. All right, I'm counting.
All right. So,
can I
start
my story?
No.
You start completely
over. All right, here we go. Song of the South.
And don't screw this up.
Steve-O?
Here we go.
Start over.
I don't have Song of the South
anymore. Here's what we're going to do. No, I'll do it. I'll do it, and I will do it as a true reporter because I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want to mess this up.
No laughing.
No laughing. Do I have news? Music?
Nothing.
Music? It's called music.
Professional.
Doom,
go.
Doom, 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 doom.
You got to be professional.
I need an intro so I can be very professional. Thank you.
An eighth grade teacher in Mobile, Alabama, named Joanne Bolster, is retiring at the end of the year. According to at least one of her colleagues, she's well respected in the community of Mobile, Alabama, but probably not as much as she used to be. We're not sure how old she is, but in this photo, she looks really, really, really old. Like 60s. Possibly 70s. Well, this last Friday, she decided to go out with the bang by giving her students a math test where all the questions were about
prostitutes
and drugs and pimps. Yes.
80s.
It's a fake test!
Nether culture.
It dates back to the mid-80s and has been circulating online since the 90s. Apparently, it's supposed to be funny, but let's be real, this is Trump's 2016 America, where nothing's funny and everything's racist.
It's actually pretty racist. Here's one of the questions, and I'm going to go ahead and
tone it down.
Yes. Tyrone.
Oh, Alabama.
No, don't do that one.
Gosh, I really can't say these.
We really can't read
it. Can't.
So it's terrible.
Yeah, just stay away from the questions. But
it's terrible.
Just think of, you know, when you did a math test in school where
it's like, one train is traveling 60 miles an hour, the other train is traveling 80 miles an hour this way. If the one train intersects, it's like that, except it's all about people impregnating other people.
80s
the gangster lifestyle.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So the real story here is not exactly what's on the test. It's the fact that this teacher gave this test as a legit thing.
How about this? I'm going to tone it down. Tyrone had relations with four girls in his gang. There are 20 girls in his gang. Oh my what gosh, is the exact percentage of girls Tyrone had relations with?
Tell me this teacher is fired. She's gone. No more, right? I mean...
But the correct answer was 20%, by the way. 20% of the gang members that were females that he had relations with.
Okay, so was the reason she was doing this so she could relate to the students?
I have no idea, because a bunch of parents complained after their kids told them about it over the weekend.
Wow.
So she was on administrative leave this week, but guess what? That was the last week of school, and that's how she'll end her teaching career, because, well, it's summer and she was retiring anyways. No clue. No clue. Listen, she lives in Mobile, Alabama. She's in her 70s. I don't know if she was trying to be offensive and mean and terribly racist, or if she just was...
So she was basically thinking her kids, they were living that lifestyle. So maybe she thought by giving them this test, they would be able to understand it a little bit more. Better.
Got me.
Is what I'm thinking.
Sure. Sure. Eighth grade teacher. Now, I will say this. Eighth grade is a little different than elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
So maybe she thought, hey, my kids can handle this.
They're mature
because
enough.
I'll tell you what, man. We spent the weekend with a bunch of 10-year-olds, and I was dumbfounded more than once by words that came out a few of their mouths, and it was like, whoa! Whoa! No! Do you even know what you just said? No. Where did you hear that? YouTube? And it's like, dude, okay, boys, you're never allowed to repeat anything you hear on the internet, and if you have a question about what it means, ask me, because I'll be honest. So I was like that dad this weekend where I was trying to explain some things that were said that were seriously like crazy offensive or just really. I think what happens is we have these Disney movies, or not just Disney. We have these cartoon movies where there's like, hey, this is a joke for the parents, sexual innuendo. Mm. And then the kids repeat it not knowing what it means. And then you're like, haha, hey, don't ever say that again. It's seriously inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had to deal with that multiple times over the weekend.
You're right.
Seriously. Off air, I'll share it with you.
What movie was it?
Well, it was from Frozen. I'm just kidding. Oh. I've never seen Frozen.
Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. All of those 90s Disney movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Well, SpongeBob is just, I don't know.
Good, wholesome family entertainment.
You guys done yet?
Yeah. Good news, guys. We sound really weird because we had to dump everything.
We sound like
so
robots.
We're like robotic.
Sorry, guys.
We're live.
We dumped the entire 40-second delay because of Steve-O's story.
That was all you.
So good when you blame him because people believe it.
Yeah. And there's no audio proof to...
And there never will be. It was Steve-O's fault.
Oh, man. Hey, man, it was in your section. The Steve-O section this morning.
Mine's like the cool section
we
of the grocery
another,
store.
Did you guys see this? Okay, I'm so paranoid about reading something that you just read because I don't listen.
I haven't read anything about this.
Okay, so why can't people pick up on cues that a person doesn't feel like talking? This person keeps asking me questions, and I keep giving him 1 to 2 word answers.
Oh, I know.
That's what came over on the live line. So I'm going to give you a little bit of advice.
Been there, done that.
Okay? I don't know your situation. I'm assuming I guess, you know, it doesn't matter. You need to just look at the person and say, hey, I don't really feel like talking right now, if that's cool.
Yeah, but what if
leave it at that. You're not being rude. Say, hey, I want to hear about this and I care about you, but I just don't feel like talking right now. I'm sorry. Let's talk about it later.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. You're being very polite and you're being honest. It's better for you to say that than to casually listen that person be divulging their deepest thoughts to you or whatever, and then you not care.
There's no way I could do that.
It'll hurt their feelings.
There's no way I could say that.
Why not?
Because I just couldn't do it. I'm the type of person, I can't do that. because I feel like they would take it as me not wanting to talk to them because I don't want them to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that person who doesn't want to engage with somebody.
Yep.
Because we should. If someone wants to talk to me, I should talk back.
No.
I should want to be there to talk to them because they're talking to me.
But you shouldn't have to always feel like that because then wouldn't they be infringing their, you know, hey, this is my mood, this is what I want to do. If you're not in the mood, it's going to be a bad conversation anyways. Why try and force it?
Oh, so if somebody approaches me and I don't feel like talking, I'm supposed to say, listen, I'm sorry. I don't really want to talk right now.
Well, I mean, are they trying to make small talk or what are they doing? Because this seems like a weird situation.
I'm going to tell you how to talk to me right now.
So I got to tell you this great story.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was at the park. Mm-hmm. Our CrossFit gym just went under.
No, but that's not what's happening.
Listen.
What?
I'm not feeling well right now and I just can't focus. Like, I can't focus, and I care about you. So can we talk about this later?
Don't say I care
focus?
About you, because it seems like a girl like is asking for advice because a dude keeps trying to talk to her. So watch. Hey, dude, try and pick up on me.
Well, see, that was the assumption I was not trying to make.
Oh, okay.
I was trying not to assume that it was
when
a girl
when you said
getting hit
I care
on.
About you,
mm-hmm.
that was good.
Okay,
no,
maybe
it wasn't.
You
know
that was good. It made
maybe
me feel
not,
like you care about
maybe
me.
Maybe not I care about you, but I really care about what you're going to say, but I can't focus right now. Can we talk about it later?
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Look,
booyah.
I keep giving him one or two word answers.
Well, that could be a friend.
Watch, try and talk to me.
Man, hair's looking pretty good today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what kind of shampoo you use?
Pert Plus.
Where do you get a hairstyle?
At home.
Pert Plus.
Can you tell me the process of how you wash your hair?
Pert.
Shower.
I can't get past purple.
Really,
blood.
Just shower. That. But what do you do? Like, how do you wash your hair? Could you
water?
You don't really want to talk to me right now, do you?
Nah.
Okay. You made me feel like.
How do you feel? Do you feel belittled?
Like I was a leper?
Do you feel belittled?
That's what he made me feel like.
Do you feel like an outcast?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you feel important right now?
Not at all.
Hey, but maybe sometimes that's the vibe that the ladies have to put towards a dude who's being weird and uncomfortably awkward and trying to, like, be a succubus and get things out of them.
I forgot you were being a girl again.
I was a girl. He was a dude picking up on me.
You're a pretty girl.
I'm not in... Thank you. I'm just not into him, man. All right? Maybe you're having a bad day and you don't feel like talking. Because there are actual times where I'm not super talkative and people always go, hey, are you okay? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. Can we talk about this?
Life.
I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. I talk for a living. I seriously talk all the time. Mm-hmm. In this moment, mm-hmm. I literally just don't feel like talking.
What'd you say?
But how are you doing?
You
I'm fine.
What? I will say I've noticed that about you because you, even outside of the radio show, can be very talkative. But when you're not, I always assume something's wrong.
Everyone does.
Yeah, I did. I sometimes, there's been a couple times where I almost went up to you and said, bro,
are you okay,
man? Do you want to talk? Thank goodness I didn't do that.
What are you guys talking about?
See?
What are y'all talking about?
Just saying. Small talk. That's the person chimed
time?
Back in
no,
and said,
no,
hey.
Now you're making me feel like you just don't listen.
That's what it is. Somebody just chimed in and said, the same person said it's just small talk. Somebody's trying to make small talk and you just don't feel like making small talk with that person. Yeah.
End the conversation.
You can, I usually politely go, cool. And then if they keep telling stories, I'm like,
you do that to me all the time.
Awesome.
He does do that to you all the time.
Yeah. So just now you know, when I'm giving one word answers and staring
you
at you
talk.
Blankly.
You do that to me all the time.
Just saying.
This is why I'm saying this. It's important when you're ending a conversation to make sure the other person knows that you are acknowledging them. This is going to sound like psychobabble, but this is true. And if you incorporate this in your life, you'll see that you can end conversations easily, and it's way more positive than it has been. Than if you just go, okay, yeah, okay, all right, bye, okay. If you acknowledge the other person and you make it clear to them that you can't focus, and you acknowledge them and care about, you know, what they want to say, then it's fine. Usually people will go, oh, okay, all right.
The Starmie member just chimed back in, giving us the actual story.
Okay.
So if we want to reenact it, we can. It's a dude, and the person asking questions was a creepy cab driver. Teo?
Yeah.
You're in the back seat.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad, man. Not bad.
Right on, man. So, where you headed?
Well, I just told you.
So, what are you doing in the city?
All right. Hey, listen, bud.
Yeah.
You having a good day?
Yeah, man. Having a great day. Just love being a cab driver here in Albuquerque.
That's awesome. Listen, I'm not having
you can tell from my accent.
I'm not having the best day, and I don't feel really well right now, so it'd be really cool if we could just kind of keep it quiet.
Oh, that sucks. What happened? You having a bad day? No, so, yeah, nothing happened? You're just in a bad mood. I've been there. I've had bad moods before. So, girl trouble, I could tell, right? You having girl trouble?
Yeah.
Is it job? Is it work-related? Maybe it's a job. That's it. It's got to be a boss,
that's
right?
Straight up
on
mean.
Your back, right?
Yeah, that's mean.
What?
You can't go silent.
No,
mean.
Dude,
that's
that
mean.
Cab driver is
he's
a
talking
jerk.
To himself.
That yeah. is mean. Yeah. That is straight up
that's
mean.
Not mean.
You don't do that to people.
Hey, why is that mean?
The really, if someone's just talking to you, you need to respond. You need to talk back.
Or was he not listening to me?
Doesn't matter.
Which
I don't
one's
think.
The
doesn't
mean
matter
one.
Though. Doesn't matter. You're still being a jerk.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
because
you are.
That person is. Because they're not listening to you, and they just want to talk. They want to talk to themselves, so I let them talk to themselves.
So you mm-hmm. just be quiet. You don't say a word.
Nope.
Wow.
You know why? Because that person will ask a couple questions,
man.
Real, and then they will think back to what I said, and they'll go, oh, I'm sorry, and they'll shut up.
Wow. Man, that is hardcore, man.
It is pretty hardcore.
Good
that's
morning.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Why not?
Good morning, Starmie.
Because it's really mean.
It's not mean.
It's mean, man.
Hi. Hello.
I love you guys, but I don't feel like talking today.
Oh. Thanks for calling us. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
That was Pool Boy. Oh, he just wanted to let us know because we're still bros.
You need to play the slow motion thing of him again.
Oh, Pool Boy.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I really gotta say that Morgan chick was way better than Dilbert.
Yeah. Okay.
Slow clap.
Yeah, Dilbert.
Slow clap.
Dude, I felt so bad for that kid.
Yeah. Oh, Pool Boy. Well, I learned a lot about you two.
Here's what you learned, that when I'm not talky, that doesn't mean I'm in a bad mood. It just means maybe I'm being, like, reflective and I just
yeah.
don't
and
feel
you know
like
what? That's how I took it.
I'm
but there
pondering
were,
things.
I did feel like there was something wrong, but I immediately went, because I get that all the time, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to really
what's
talk.
What's wrong? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Hate that question.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, my wife's getting bullied at her work. Yeah, my wife works for her grandma who's 98.
Can you
98.
Just go to break?
Wait, okay. What?
Yeah, she's 98.
So
she's
her
getting bullied.
By her grandma?
Go to break, please.
Oh, no.
Now you're just being mean.
I don't feel well. Oh, will you okay. shut up?
Also, Ed Begley Jr., am I right?
But I really wanted to ask you.
But
something.
Am I right?
Well, you can ask me later.
I thought we were going to break.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Prince Rogers Nelson died of an opioid overdose. The 57-year-old pop star was found dead April 21st at his Paisley Park home and studios in Minnesota.
Madonna wins in court. She was sued over that song. The allegation, a producer copied a quarter of a second of horns from a 1975 song from the Sal Soul Orchestra for Vogue.
Officials with the International Olympic Committee have given approval to several sports that could be included in the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo.
People who smoke pot up to 20 years have more gum disease, a study in the journal JAMA Psychiatry finds.
Government watchdog agency is unveiling a new rule covering payday loans and similar forms of high-cost credit.
In Paris, the Louvre has been closed. Officials plan to move some works of art. The building is threatened by the rising river Seine.
OPEC oil ministers are reporting no consensus on whether the cartel should reduce production to boost prices. Pressure to do that has eased as oil prices increased on their own.
Christian, this is Grandma. It's not an emergency. It's nothing really, except that I got up to get my watermelon and the box was there and I looked to see if there was a donut left and I saw the strawberry stuff coming out, and I took that up with my finger, and then I took a corner off, and from there I ate the whole thing. So I would advise you, if you want more donuts, you better get some today, and keep them in your bedroom, because I'm not to be trusted with sweets.
Amen.
Okay?
Sweet little grandma.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I hope you can find some more today.
Oh. Thanks, Grandma. That was my grandma. She left me a voicemail the
other
day.
Very sweet.
Well,
very,
it is National
sweet.
Donut Day.
It's National Donut Day. Yeah!
It's Dex's favorite holiday.
I'm a little disappointed.
Hey, I'm jumping up and down. I can feel my belly just going wiggle, wiggle, jiggle.
Pretty.
Did it wiggle around like marmalade jelly?
Wiggle, wiggle, jiggle. I'm pretty sure in the history of me being here on National Donut Day, someone has dropped off some donuts.
Yeah.
And today, that hasn't happened.
Nope, sure hasn't.
A little disappointed in the Starmie right now.
Where are you guys at?
Politely Hello? Disappointed.
Any donuts out there? Jelly-filled. Jelly-filled.
Jelly-filled. Jelly-filled over like Boston cream?
Love Boston cream.
That's my favorite donut.
It
wow,
actually doesn't
you
even
just
matter.
Like got,
doesn't matter. Just drop off donuts.
You got weird, man. It does matter, because I'll tell you right now, I'm very...
How are you already getting sweats?
I'm
just thinking about
super
it.
Not into those that one brand of donuts that I don't want to say.
Stop it.
You're right. It does start with a K. I'm not into them, man.
Right.
And it's like, guys, look at these glazed ones that you just put in your mouth and they're like marshmallows and then they just go away. They evaporate and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nope.
Sounds real good.
Real good.
I was raised on the double D, man.
Double D's, double D's. It is 8:43.
High today of 94 degrees.
Guys, we got to take a look at traffic. Traffic! I hate you guys. So there's an accident. I-25 between Highway 550 and what's the other one? Backed up to, gosh, it's backed up to New Mexico 473. Traffic is stopped. Look, it's backed up all the way to the tramway exit off of 25.
That's horrible.
Yeah, this is...
Turn around, guys.
Expect delays up to 2 hours.
Just take the day off.
It's not going to happen. 25 northbound is not happening right now.
Yeah, if you're heading that way,
it's
just
Friday.
Stop.
It's
stop.
Friday.
You're going to be backed up for a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Ed Begley Jr.
Yes, dude!
And this guy, real deal, he's been in everything. Everything you can imagine. I mean, that list, there's hundreds of things on there.
Yeah, there really is.
There might be 1,000.
He is, here's the thing.
There might be 1,000.
He is hilarious. Dating back to, because, you know, he was in This Is Spinal Tap. He's been in Best in Show. So all of those
Man.
With Christopher Guest and Michael McKeon, who, of course, is also on Better Call Saul.
Mm.
Dude.
Everything. Excited. We're going to talk to him here in about 5 minutes. So
really stoked to talk to him about two things. The Simpsons and also how he's a crazy environmentalist and lives in a tiny little home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do some headlines while we wait for Ed Begley Jr. to join us.
You know what? Cut his mic.
But why? We just started. Shh. Okay.
Guys, there's a new survey out.
Love surveys.
You want to know what it's about?
Donuts.
Donut ask me any questions.
Okay.
A new survey found 5 reasons people have considered moving over something that seems pretty trivial or weird. So these are 5 reasons people have moved. Number 5, they thought their house was haunted. 7% of people have moved because they legitimately thought their house was haunted.
Stupid.
Stay there and talk to the ghost. Figure out what's on the other side. All right, number 4, bad cell phone reception.
Yeah.
11% of people have moved.
Really?
Because of bad cell phone
reception. I feel like that you could do something to make
you
your cell phone. Yeah, you can.
Our one and only Joey Belleville.
Yeah,
hated going to his house for years because I have AT&T and it's like a dead zone. You get on his street and it's like, it's weird.
There's nothing you
and
can
so
buy that can.
No, he complained and complained and complained and nothing, nothing, nothing. And then finally they got like a new tower or something.
Really?
But it was like years.
Hmm.
And so every time I knew I was like getting near, I was like, Chrissy, I'm going into the wasteland of doom.
Oh.
You probably won't be able to get a hold of me. It's the reason why he had a home phone for like years longer than any of my other friends.
Hilarious.
And I seriously think that the landline people were conniving and like, hey, let's just make cell phone reception bad in this awesome residential neighborhood.
That's really weird.
So that they have to have home phones.
Man.
They'll never get rid of the landline.
It's a conspiracy.
Number three, the area wasn't pet friendly. 15% of people have moved because the area wasn't pet friendly. Number two, being uncomfortable with the political or social environment in the neighborhood. 16% have moved because they didn't like that.
See, I can't know that because of our homeowners association that says you can't put political signs in your front yard.
Can you put them up in your window?
But I need to know. I'll never put them up, but I want to know what my neighbors think. Guy's a socialist.
Hey, what y'all
think? That guy hates America. That guy is American.
So it would change things if you saw somebody,
maybe had
Donald Trump poster in their yard. Would that?
I'd ask for money. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Number one, loud neighbors.
Yes.
30% of people have moved because of loud neighbors. 30%. I wonder if anybody in the Starmie has done that. Send us a text on the line.
Especially if you live in an apartment.
Have you guys ever moved from a place because of outside influence or because of anything? Maybe neighborhood or just weirdness?
No. Lived in some pretty good neighborhoods.
You know what? I wonder if pricing. You'd think that would be...
Yeah.
That's probably the main reason.
That was a big reason why we moved to the West Side.
Either a job or pricing.
Yeah.
Because if you can find a cheaper place, you're likely to get on out. That's what I say. 77% of Americans are happy at work.
What?
77% are?
77% of Americans are actually happy at work.
I think it's because the job market sucks, and so they're just like, hey, I got a job!
Just happy to have a job.
Just happy that I'm providing for my family, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've never heard of Stockholm Syndrome... It's when a kidnapping victim starts to sympathize with the kidnapper. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we've all got Stockholm Syndrome towards our jobs. Believe it or not, a new study found 77% of Americans say they are actually happy at work. And that's the third highest percentage in the world.
Wow.
Only people in India and Mexico are happier at work than us.
It hasn't always been like that.
I don't think it has either.
That's a weird survey.
On the other end of the scale, 44% of people in Japan like their jobs. Mm. Only 44%. They are not stoked.
No.
They are unstoked.
Yeah. I can't imagine having a job that you just can't stand. Yeah. And you just look forward to the weekends. Ugh.
Looking forward to the weekends.
It's not living, man. That's not living.
And which, other job-related
news. TGI Friday, am I right?
Wait. He hates his job. In other job-related news, people who get angry at work, about work, are less likely to quit their jobs.
Job security?
Does your boss make you so dang angry that once a week you want to barge into their office and yell, I quit! And storm out, maybe making a bad sign with a certain finger? Don't do that.
That's
bad
when
news,
you point
hot shot.
At them and you say, no, mister!
No!
If you typically feel these feelings and emotions, that means you're actually never going to quit. A new study found that people who get angry about stuff at work are actually less likely to quit because it's a sign that they actually care about their career and the company and they take pride in their work. The people who quit are the ones who feel completely indifferent when something goes bad at their job. I'm probably going to quit.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because I just...
No.
I just saw my computer fall over in the office and I was like, that was cool. I feel like I should have had a different response.
Yeah.
Like, I should have been like, oh no, my computer.
Now I can't work.
All of my work was on that thing.
See, I feel like my job helps me with outside life because when bad things happen outside of work, I get frustrated and then I go, this is going to be great for radio.
Mm.
So I think my job actually helps with the outside life.
I haven't had a job in years.
Like, tomorrow, good. Dog training. That's going to suck. Am I right?
Okay.
But hopefully I've got a good story come Monday. Rocket.
Rocket's
so,
a little,
the dog.
Little brat.
He is a brat.
Are we still waiting on old boy?
Yeah, he better hurry because we're coming up on 9 here.
I'm starting to get mad at work.
Oh, come on.
That's so really this is a Christian station. We like to talk about kind of deeper things here. We've had theological discussions of many kinds. We used to have Theology Thursday. And we like to highlight different things going on in the world, tragedies that are important to many people. So that we can kind of like, you know, speak into the situation, maybe try to glean some wisdom. So, did Calvin Harris break up with Taylor Swift because he was intimidated?
Wait, what?
Let's prayerfully find out. It's a tale as old as time.
Beauty and the Beast.
The woman in the relationship is more successful than the man. And the man heads for the hills.
Mm.
Is that what happened to T-Swift and Calvin Harris? I don't know, because the phone line's ringing, and we'll have to get to the case later.
Oh, man.
Good morning.
I'm not going to forget Teo today.
All right.
You already did.
All right.
You guys ready for Ed Begley Jr.?
Absolutely.
We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Ed Begley Jr.
Ooh. All right, Ed, you're on the phone with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey!
How are you, gang? Thanks
We're
for having
great.
Me on.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back to Albuquerque, even if it's just through the airwaves.
I love ABQ. I get there as often as I can. I've been coming there since I was a young kid on Route 66. We'd come through and stay in Albuquerque, dine in Albuquerque. And now, as you note, I came back for the wonderful show Better Call Saul.
Yep.
I love your town. Thank you.
We love you,
yeah,
Ed.
We really do. Seriously. Stoked. And now, here's the immediate question. Are you going to be back for season three?
I can only hope and pray. I think it's a long shot because I think they, you know, they ended up that story with
yeah,
the firm.
Yeah, they kind of did.
You know, David and Maine.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Vince Gilligan sometimes brings characters back that you don't expect to come back. So I'm hoping and praying for that long shot, but I sure love doing it, and boy, did I love working with Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould and Bob Odenkirk and the whole gang there. They're just so wonderful. Ray and Patrick and everybody. It's a great cast, such a well-written show. Who'd have ever thought that the lightning would strike twice and they do another great show, you know, a la Breaking Bad? How do you duplicate that? You can't, but somehow they have. They've done a different, original, wonderful show, every bit as good.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, obviously we're Albuquerqueans, so we you know, Breaking Bad is near and dear to our hearts. And so when I heard they were even doing Better Call Saul, I was like, oh no. But I almost, it's almost blasphemous to say, I almost enjoy the show more. I honestly do, because I love seeing the backstory. Jonathan Banks, brilliant actor, and who I think Mike's probably the best character to come out of the show anyways. And so to see his...
I agree.
Yeah, to see his backstory, and of course, you know, Saul Goodman, but, you know, still Jimmy. We don't know when that's going to take place, but I felt so bad for Clifford, man. You were a good guy, just trying to, like, give him a shot.
I know.
Oh!
Where's the gratitude? Where's the thanks? You know, I've helped the guy immeasurably, and what does he do? He phones me.
Ed, you've been a part of some of the raddest things. We were looking back at your career going, oh my gosh, you have been in thousands of things.
Millions.
And I got to say, first of all, you know you've arrived when you are on an episode of The Simpsons as yourself. So... congratulations.
Yeah.
Ed Begley Jr.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Of all of these things, I mean, there's looking back over all of the years, has there been that thing that you're like, man, I'm so stoked that I got to do this?
Well, yes, there was, and I'll tell you that moment in a minute for me. But my kids, who are now grown to 38 and 37, when they were teenagers, I'd worked with Meryl Streep at that point. I worked with Jack Nicholson, worked with great people. But when I was on The Simpsons, like, my dad was on The Simpsons.
Oh, my kid, yeah.
Dad, you've arrived. You're on The Simpsons, man. You're a star.
My kids are freaking out because you're Mordecai's dad on the regular show. So I said, hey, we're having Ed Begley Jr. on, The Simpsons, all of these amazing, Better Call Saul. And they're like, okay, they don't know. I said, he was Mordecai's dad on the regular show. What? And so my 10 and 12-year-old are losing their minds because you're Mordecai's dad, so...
That's very cool. Thank you so much. That was a great show, too. I'm so lucky to keep doing shows like this of this quality. And but the high point for me in my young life, and certainly it continues to this day, working with the great Meryl Streep is certainly probably the high point of my career, working on She-Devil with her. There's no one like her. She's amazing.
So, Ed, what was the last royalty check that you got that just surprised you?
No.
You know, does
Seriously?
That ever show up? You know, you check the mail, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, what is this from? Oh, my gosh. What was the last check that you got that just totally surprised you?
There was a check for this movie I did called Spirit Bearer in Canada, and I never got any residuals for it. And some, I guess they owed me some money. Then they gave me a nice check for it. It came in the mail a few weeks ago. It's like, what? Okay, oh, great.
Yeah.
DVD sales. I It wasn't out in the theater, so it was all DVD sales, you know?
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Spirit Bear, Simon Jackson story, 2005, where you played Frank
Perdue. Oh, my God. How do you do that so quickly?
You know, it's called the internet. They have it now. And I pretend like I know things, but truly, I'm staring at Wikipedia. So I got to give credit where credit is due. Thanks,
You're
Al Gore.
Very impressive.
Thanks, Al Gore, for the internet. Speaking of Al Gore and the internet, you, sir, are an environmentalist. And here in this beautiful land of New Mexico, you know, half of my neighbors, solar power energy. I feel like we're very eco-friendly out here in New Mexico. But I wanted to definitely talk about that because I was reading about your life. You live very frugally, if you will, and differently than most of Hollywood. Talk about that.
Well, thank you. It's something I got from my dad. You know, he was a conservative that liked to conserve. We, you know, grew up in a modest home, a 1,600 square foot home, and that's the size home most of my life until this new home I'm building now. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. That's a bit larger, but I grew up in a very simple way, and so it was easy to do. You know, I just live simply. So
get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello. 904.
High today of 94 degrees, everybody.
I-25 northbound is still closed.
Abort.
Due to an accident. I-25 north.
Dude.
Between Highway 550 and Highway 315. Backed up to New Mexico 473 or Avenida Bernalillo, exit 240. Expect delays up to 2 hours. Not seeing any other accidents in the area on this map. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Coffee. Amazing breakfast burritos.
Slightly.
Good people.
Yeah, great people.
Am I right, everybody? Great people.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well. Live line is open.
Steve-O? It is. 585-LIVE is the number if you'd like to text in, hang out with us. That's 585-5483.
Oh, yeah, let's get back to the Calvin Harris story because, man, I've been just waiting
on
pins
and needles.
We need
to talk about the
bated breath, man.
That's right.
Just hanging out.
I can't even breathe, y'all, because I found out that T-Swift and Cal Hair have broken up.
I saw a montage yesterday of those two, of the relationship throughout the years because they've been together for a while, and they just look so happy.
Wait, throughout the years?
That's right. They've been together for years.
Have they really been together for years?
They sure have. How many years?
Like, it's been about 6 months. I don't know.
That's many years.
Okay,
many
so
years in
T-Swift,
land.
It's like dog
Hollywood
years
land. Yeah.
In T-Swift dating years.
In celebrity years,
yes,
that's...
It's huge.
That's a lot of years.
It's a lifetime.
In case you're tuning in, you're like, this is a Christian station. Why are they talking about a celebrity breakup? Well, friends, I don't know either, but here it is. Source told People magazine that Calvin broke it off because he was intimidated by T-Swift's success. That's right.
Okay, I'm done.
Quote, that's why he would not attend any events where she was being honored or any awards show unless he was nominated too.
Okay.
A friend of Calvin said the age difference was a factor too, but they were only separated by 6 years. He's 32, she's 26. So he means something a little different. Quote, Taylor somewhat lacks real life experience. They come from two different worlds. They will not be getting back together. Taylor is used to being treated a certain kind of way.
No.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
But yesterday, Cal Hair tweeted, quote,
did you just call him Cal Hair?
Calvin Harris.
I thought he said Calt Hair.
No,
but like
Calvin Harris.
No,
Cal
Hair. Got it.
It's T Swift and it's Cal Hair.
Okay.
Everybody gets it. Yesterday, he tweeted, the only truth here is that a relationship came to an end, and what remains is a huge amount of love and respect. And then T-Swift retweeted him, so we know that it's all good.
Okay. Can I quit social media today?
Nope.
Oh.
You know why? I need you to retweet
Job.
Me a little.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how that got in there.
I don't know either, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Seriously.
Bette
Midler. I mean, it's important. It's important news. Oh, wait, Bette Midler.
Bette Midler.
She's the wind beneath my wing.
Heck, you ever heard of her? Is.
That's not the only wings that she was the wind beneath. Because she had a chicken named after Kim Kardashian.
Wait, what?
Had? She did, because it died yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Of a yeast infection. No. Dex, what do you do in the morning? I hate this. I'm not reading the rest of this.
You know, you should proofread.
Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
You should proofread.
You should give me things that I can. I should be able to trust that I don't have to do intense research and proofreading.
I can't do all the work, guys.
That story equates to somebody's chickens dying.
Yeah, it's pretty much not news. That's not news. Pat Midler lost a chicken.
Man.
In other news, a cloud just slowly grazed across the sun.
Mm. That's good, man.
Don't know how that
it's
got
good.
There.
I just
no idea.
Guys, Dex gets here at 3 a.m. and starts prepping news.
It's 3 a.m. He must be lonely.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm. Sometimes that just, yeah.
Bad time to bad go through the news.
In. Yeah.
It was a really bad time.
It was obviously a not news kind of day.
It's been about 6 months, so I need to say this again. Chrissy Jeter loves Rob Thomas.
Yo, no.
Happens every
she
six
really,
months.
Really does.
Yeah.
Huge fan of Matchbox 30.
Loves it.
When has he even been relevant?
Hello.
The 90s, man.
Yeah, the 90s.
3 a.m.
Him and Santana.
It's because he's so smooth.
You guys have a lot in common, man. You put the news together at 3 a.m., and he's lonely at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever so just dumb. Play that song and listen to it?
It's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. I can't. I'm sorry. I was never, ever, ever a fan.
I was. Still am. Still enjoy a good Matchbox 20
What's
song.
The difference between Nickelback and Matchbox 20?
Talent. A lot.
No, talent. There is not.
There is talent there.
There is no difference.
There is a ton lot of difference.
Tell me anytime you're just, you know, scrolling through the radio, per se,
this.
You know, maybe you just, you're not feeling star in this in that second, so you start scrolling through the dial. When have you ever stopped on Smooth and been like, yeah, Rob Thomas and Santana, am I right?
See, what you've just done is you have mixed two things up.
Whoa.
Because you said Matchbox 20, and then you said Rob Thomas / Santana. Two different things.
Maybe that's what ruined it for me. That song, and then I erased my memory of the past. I just couldn't. I couldn't go back. Oh, that song. Least favorite song.
Well, yeah, because we've heard it a billion times.
I just can't. It's been a long time, or whatever the words are. I don't even know the words.
Somebody's asking you to play that K-pop song again.
Yeah, no.
Please don't do it.
K-pop's huge, guys.
It's huge.
Making its way over this way.
Just huge. It's huge.
I do have a story from Japan if you want an excuse to play J-pop.
I'll play it whenever I want. I don't need an excuse.
Booyah. Whoa. Booyah. Okay. Well, it was a good story. It's a really good story.
What was it
I'm
about?
I'm so glad you said that.
It's about a little boy in the forest.
What?
Oh, no. About the... No, don't read that.
Oh.
No. Is it with the parents that they were mad at him and they dropped him off in the forest and left him?
Get out of there.
Don't. I saw that, and I no.
Okay.
I saw that and immediately went to the chicken Kardashian story. That's why it ended up in there.
No, dude, have you heard this story?
I didn't want to read it.
Okay.
But if you think we should read it, I trust you. I trust you, math test.
In theory, when you kiss someone, you're taking on all of their mouth germs.
Yeah, you are.
But there's still something that feels different and grosser about that person using your toothbrush, right? Now, that it does seem like there's a next level connection there.
No one's using my toothbrush, man.
A new survey asked people if they'd break up with someone for using their toothbrush. 40% of women, 20% of men say yes.
Yeah, that's gross. You don't use somebody else's toothbrush.
It's a dumpable offense there, Steve.
I don't care. You know, making out is one thing. You kiss, that's one thing. But using someone else's toothbrush, ew.
Chrissy, I hate flossing. And so, like, I'll try and use my floss. But Chrissy has this floss pick thing. Mm. It's like a toothbrush, but it's like a fork.
Is it plastic?
It's got like a little, it's got like floss in the middle.
Yeah, we use those.
Yeah, I share Chrissy's.
You're supposed to throw those away after each time.
Oh, no. It's like a floss pick.
Yeah.
And I just get after it. I don't like flossing. But when floss. I do, floss is important. I use floss
is
very floss
important. Flossing is more important than anything else in the world.
And you should floss before you brush.
Well, obviously. Who flosses after they brush?
Everybody.
Actually, are you serious?
The science is
really?
Yeah.
Kind That's of stupid.
Like, you can do either.
No.
Yep.
You floss before because then if there's weird shenanigans in your teeth, you get it out with the toothbrush.
I was always taught to do it after you brush, but we read something when I first started here that said, hey, you're supposed to floss before you brush.
Yeah, that's a known common fact. You're all supposed to leave the toilet roll.
Can I answer your question?
Paper hanging
Colgate
down. Oh, sorry.
Says, a common question that patients ask their dentists is, which should I do first, brush or floss? The sequence makes no difference.
It matters.
As long as you do a thorough job.
Common sense.
Nah, it's super weird if you floss after, because then there's like weird
The possible... sequence makes no difference.
I just, you know, I think it's important.
You got to think about it this way, though. When do you guys floss?
When?
Which one? Before.
Oh, before.
What if you floss before, brush your teeth?
Yeah.
And then there's still stuff in there. Because the toothbrush doesn't really get in there very well.
Well, there's nothing in there because I've already flossed and got everything out.
Not necessarily.
Well, how would I know?
You have to go back in with some more floss.
get
in there.
All right, man.
Remember the Starmie says on a recent trip, her husband forgot his toothbrush, and they had to use the same toothbrush. He was so grossed out that he threw it away, and they ended up both getting new ones. Well,
that's how it's got to go down. Did you know you're supposed to replace your toothbrush, like, once a month?
No.
Is it once a month?
Are you serious?
I thought it was when it just... Because I use a medium toothbrush.
Like, it's
and
like
when it gets soft, that's when you...
No, dude, every 6 months, when you go to the dentist, they give you the new one, and that's when you...
brush.
I'm serious.
Every 6 months?
Yeah!
What? What does your toothbrush look like?
It's blue.
Is it all, are all the
no.
things all,
I mean,
all
you
spread
know.
Out?
No.
See, the Dentist Association says around 3 months.
See?
You're still doing double.
Yeah.
But I read this thing. We actually did it on Steve-O and Teo in the morning. We read an article one time, and it said you need to do it every month.
No, that's weird. My contacts say I'm supposed to take them out every day, but I've had this one pair in for like a month solid. Haven't even taken them out. Solid.
I used to do that too. They'd get stuck to my eyeballs. Much
money. Yeah, that happens regularly. No, and I have to pop them out and like stick it in my mouth and like saliva it up and put it back in my eye. Yeah.
What's the longest you've kept them in?
I don't know, a couple months.
I've gone 6 months.
Why waste them?
I've gone
right?
6 months.
Yeah. Why waste them? Speaking of wasting things and good parenting, can we talk about this Japanese
boy? Let's do it.
Have you guys not heard this story?
I saw the headline, and that's as far as I got.
Okay, J-pop, come on.
Let's hear it.
I just want to give you an excuse to play your weird Japanese music.
Let's do it.
I don't want that one.
Hold on.
Man, that was getting good.
This is a good one.
Just do it.
It's my favorite.
Can you say I'm Rhino?
Have you guys ever had a situation where your kid is acting unruly and you're like, I've got to discipline this kid? We could either spank him, we could either put him in timeout, or we could abandon him in the forest.
What?
Am I the only one?
I mean, I get because you live in a desert, you want your kid to interact with a forest, but you don't leave them there.
No kidding. Unreal.
You know, animals
sadly,
live in the forest.
I am not being funny.
That's where witches live.
7-year-old Yamato Tamuka.
Come on.
His parents left him in a forest.
That's awful.
They were trying to teach him a lesson for misbehaving because he was throwing rocks at a Trump rally. No, just throwing rocks.
Okay.
They made him get out of the car last Saturday on the northernmost main island of Hokkaido in a forest reputedly ridden with bears.
How old is the kid?
7! So they left him there and said, you think about what you've done! And they came back a few minutes later and were like, he was right there.
Hey, he was right there.
So they just did it to try to scare him at first, but they weren't going to leave him?
No, they didn't abandon him. They just said, you sit there and think about what you've done timeout style, but it was in the forest at a tree.
You know why?
They walked back to their car, waited a few minutes, and then walk back to get him.
We need to consult Dawn right now because Dawn can talk to the trees. She says they called her.
Okay, no, that's weird.
No, right. And that's what happened to this kid.
The trees called.
No, here's what really happened.
Called to the boy.
He ended up walking several kilometers. So obviously, they were trying to teach him a lesson because he was misbehaving, and then they were like, "You sit here," and he was like, "Yo," and then split. Dude.
He went what?
Why did he make that noise?
What did
Steve-o?
He do?
Well, I mean, because he was seven and he was acting like a ninja. My kid acts like a ninja all the time. What? That's normal seven-year-old behavior.
We got a question on the live line. It says, "How about you guys just call people racist?"
No, that's not at all what they said.
What did the kid say? I was wondering. I thought I might have misheard. What did he say?
So he walked for several kilometers, and he found an empty hut in a military drill area, entered the door that had been left open, and I'm telling you, like, so the parents go back. They freak out, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
180 people manhunt, search dogs. They found no trace of him for a week.
Got taken by the trees.
No, okay.
He survived for a week?
For a week.
What did he
survive?
What did he eat and drink?
They said he was dehydrated. However, somehow the search people didn't find him. And a soldier went to that training drill area and was like, "There's a kid." He wasn't even part of the manhunt. Like, he was just a soldier, just like, doop-de-doop, going to work.
Did he survive off of MREs? What did he eat?
Let's see.
Pine cones?
For several days. Yeah.
Pine cones?
I mean, will you let me tell this
story?
Don't
let him tell it.
You don't know, because you're scanning through the story.
He's right.
Well, right. When they found him, they gave him two rice balls, which he I'm being serious. Racism.
Stay out!
That's real!
I don't know.
You guys are idiots!
No,
that's
we're not.
Real, look!
Nope.
The soldier who discovered him by chance in a military hut gave him two rice balls!
Wait a second. Wait, that story's on stereotyping.com.
That is
how
not,
could you do this?
Oh my goodness.
Can I please... Oh, just please tell my story.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you throw in some egg drop soup?
Oh, man.
Listen! Okay. He had no heat, no power, no food, but he huddled between mattresses on the floor and drank water from the solitary faucet outside the hut for several days. He didn't eat. He just drank the water.
Man.
Dude, here's the crazy thing. Appearing outside the hospital where the boy was flown in by helicopter, his father apologized, bowing deeply, thanking everyone for the rescue, and vowed to do a better job as a parent. Quote.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I should.
Marvel can't even make Iron Fist, and we're doing this?
Wait, do I do the voiceover? The dub voiceover?
We have raised him with love.
I apologize on behalf of
you
our
did that really
show.
Good.
My mouth was moving
it
crazily
was.
Too. I seriously used to watch all of Bruce Lee's movies.
Me too. You nailed that.
Thank you so very much.
Webcam.
The webcam's gonna be so delayed.
Oh man.
I can't. Yes, I can.
We have raised him with love all along. I really did not think it would come to this. We have gone too far. I am ashamed.
That's really his quote. That was real.
Unreal.
Military officials expressed admiration for the boy's perseverance as the building where he was found. Will you please stop the Karate Kid 2 theme song? Will you please?
Okay.
That was Okinawa.
Just put complaint.
It's totally different.
In the subject line, studio at star88.fm.
Dude, this is crazy. 7 years old, he survived for a week on water. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Why wouldn't we want to talk about this?
Because there's something else to talk about. We just got a message on the live line.
Oh, no.
Don't think me weird. I'm passing through the ABQ right now, and I heard your cry for donuts. I'll be at campus in 10 minutes with some
no
Dunkin' Donuts.
No way. Are you kidding me?
No, me. See, guys, this is how the 7-year-old boy survived in the wilderness. Perseverance. We knew it was National Donut
you
Day.
You said he didn't have to eat.
No. But we kept referencing National Donut Day, trying to just creep it
we
in
did.
There, hoping and praying that someone would come to our rescue.
And Nomi, she has done it.
No.
I cannot express enough thanks for the donuts.
Just out of control.
Wait.
This will be our last show today. This will be our last show.
Asked what he told his son after he was found, the father said,
I told him I was sorry for...
I can't do it. He told him he was sorry for causing him such pain. Dude, imagine that. Okay. Your parents are like, you sit here in the forest.
That's what I wanted to ask. Did your parents ever do that to you as a child?
Drop you off somewhere in the forest for a week?
No, there have been many times.
No one can relate to this.
Many, many times where...
It's a tough love.
My brother and I got kicked out of the car in the middle of the highway.
Nice.
They'd slam on the brakes, they'd pull to the side, and they'd kick us out, and then they'd sped off.
That actually did happen to me once.
Yeah, yes. I think it happens to a lot of kids, especially our generation.
Like, I don't know if it's a parent that was... My mom just... Yes, I remember clearly her snapping and outside of Hoffmantown over here, like on Academy, freaking out, getting pulled out of the car and then and like tore off. And it was like, oh, my gosh, man, I've done it,
man. She'll be back any second. Wait, no, she's not coming back.
I have clearly disobeyed to a point of no return. I'm going to have to find a new family. She came back like 2 minutes.
They always
later.
Come back.
Well, of course they come back. Well. But nowadays, my mom would be in prison for child
neglect.
You
can't do that. Where did this happen?
Really, do I have to say again? Take a wild guess.
Iceland.
Japan! Japan!
That was a good guess. That was a great guess. You were so close, man. An island.
Really? It couldn't have been a Japanese family in America?
No, what?
There's wilderness and there's Japanese people in America. That couldn't have happened here? What?
Well, I did start it off by talking
I'm sorry,
about a
wasn't
family,
listening.
A family in Japan.
Hey, me either.
You were busy listening to your stupid
Not
J-pop.
All Japanese stories are about Japanese people in Japan.
Wait. Okay, well, but this one was clearly set in the northernmost part.
I missed that part.
Okay. Here's a crazy thing. He had minor scratches on his arms and feet. No serious health risks were found. The doctor who examined him said on nationally televised news that everything's going to be okay. Although going without water is dangerous, even for a few days, people can survive longer without food, such as people who have fasted or gone on hunger strikes for a few weeks.
3 days.
They say a water-only diet for so long must have been painful, but he stayed in the hut for much of the time.
It's the kid's fault, really.
It was shut. It was your mouth.
It was legit that the grudge was there to protect him.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is crazy because...
y'all ever seen that grudge? Man, that movie is nuts.
He didn't know how long it might take or when he would ever be saved, but he kept a very positive attitude the whole time. Now, here's the thing. The boy's disappearance set off a nationwide debate, and now which has become international, because obviously, if something like that happened here in the States, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that they would lose that kid.
Well, I mean... Gosh. Japanese culture is not seen as promoting individual rights of children. In fact, they are viewed as family property over there. Mm. So it's a completely different story right now than what would be happening here. Abandonment and child abuse are far more common in Japan than, you know, basically the issues here in America. Yeah. Or at least that's what the story suggests.
Right.
This is from CBS News, by the way.
All right.
This is
let's take a break.
Talking about punishment of children.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
We talk about like how spanking is uncalled for and we got to roll with timeout. This family rolled with timeout in a forest and he was lost for a week.
Guys, you know what they decided to do? They just said, you know what? It's time to leave you alone.
Oh my gosh. That was totally inappropriate. And I take offense.
Okay, well,
it's been fun, guys.
This will be our last show.
Yeah, I've already put my resume on the YouTubes.
We're going to take a break.
That's where you put them, right?
My wife needs some advice. She's getting bullied at work.
She works with her grandmother.
Mm-hmm. 585 Live, you can text us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Prince Rogers Nelson died of an opioid overdose. The 57-year-old pop star was found dead April 21st at his Paisley Park home and studios in Minnesota.
Madonna wins in court.
She was sued over that song. The allegation, a producer copied a quarter of a second of horns from a 1975 song from the Sal Soul Orchestra for Vogue.
Officials with the International Olympic Committee have given approval to several sports that could be included in the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo.
People who smoke pot up to 20 years have more gum disease, a study in the journal JAMA Psychiatry finds.
Government watchdog agency is unveiling a new rule covering payday loans and similar forms of high-cost credit.
In Paris, the Louvre has been closed. Officials plan to move some works of art. The building is threatened by the rising river Seine.
OPEC oil ministers are reporting no consensus on whether the cartel should reduce production to boost prices. Pressure to do that has eased as oil prices increased on their own.
Hey, everybody, just sitting there on I-25 northbound, just chilling. How you doing? 938.
High today of 94 degrees.
Traffic. 25 northbound is still stacked up down to about 1 mile an hour. It looks like the accident might have actually been cleared, but you're still going to be stuck with a delay, guys.
It's backed up real far.
Backed up. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
585 live. 585-5483. That's our text live line. You can call the show at 338-3700. You know what? Nobody ever wants to call anymore.
It's because we gave them a less self-invasive option.
We did. We sure did.
Shout out to our girl, Nomi. She dropped off donuts.
Oh, Nomi!
So awesome of you to do that. Man. They were so good. I ate the whole box.
He did. I didn't get
no.
One.
Like I ate the box.
The actual box that it came in.
So
box
hungry.
And donuts.
Well,
included.
I mean, it does leave that film of like. Yeah, I agree. I got you all that frosting on the bottom.
Did the cardboard taste good?
Don't want to let
it
go.
It wasn't
waste.
Too bad. It had a little sugar on it. A little frosting.
Okay.
From the donuts.
It is National Donut Day. We got free donuts. Thanks to Nomi, there are actually multiple establishments offering a free donut today, depending upon like each one. Offers different things, so I know if you like, if you buy a beverage at this one, you get a free donut. If you.
Damn it, I forgot a donut.
Right.
Let me talk about my wife for a second.
You got it, dude.
Wait, someone's calling. I really want to take this because
man.
We never get phone
calls. We never
calls.
Do.
We don't. It's the summertime. People don't call us during the summer.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wanted to say, it's been a really, really good show, and just couple of things I noticed real quick, a couple of man rules. I know one for sure is a no clam diggers, no three-quarter legs.
Okay, man rules.
No affliction t-shirts.
No affliction
t-shirts. No bedazzles.
Yes.
They haven't been around in a while.
No white sunglasses.
No white sunglasses.
That was a rule.
I put my spies away long ago.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Oh, good man, good man. You got to throw away those freaking clam diggers too, man.
What?
Unless you do jujitsu.
I could take it up.
Or capoeira.
There you go.
It's capoeira.
I would totally do that.
Man, the man
rules. With things like that.
Man, that's old school. The man rules.
Yeah.
You brought that back.
Man rules.
Forgot all about them.
Yeah.
Ed Hardy t-shirts. Remember when they were cool?
Oh, man.
You don't even see them at Savers or any of those like third hand stores.
No, but I'll tell you what I've been noticing coming back in the mall is the bedazzled men jeans.
Well,
I saw the dazzle
big
stuff the other day.
Boy, Ricky loves
it. No, he doesn't.
You telling me that you have a few
serious?
Pair of those?
Okay.
What's that?
You telling me you have a few pair of those?
No, I saw them. I ran away.
Yeah, that's good man. Good
man.
I grabbed my children and walked away.
I feel like those are the pants you buy at the Buckle.
Sure.
Maybe. I forgot where I was at.
Yeah, okay.
All right, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling
Thanks
us.
Thanks for bringing up the man.
It's been
rules.
A while since we got a phone call.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
Anybody know about the Batman Rebirth?
I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it yet.
No spoilers.
Yeah, just saying. You got to read it.
I'm going to. I picked it up. I'm very... Dude, Tom King, who will be taking over the writing for Batman, an incredible writer, probably my favorite one out there right now. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the three Jokers.
Yes, dude.
Totes.
Thanks, buddy.
Good.
All right. See you guys. Man.
Later. Three Jokers.
Like you. Okay.
Back to your wife.
Back to my wife. So my wife, she takes care of her grandma. She's 98 years old. She gets around pretty well.
Wait, for being 98.
Okay.
She has great stories. I mean, 98 years old and you still have your mind. I mean, you have stories. And so my wife, she's worked there for a few years now. And
at your grandma's.
At my grandma's.
Her grandma's. She's worked there.
Well, my wife loves to work out. She loves it. She's been doing the CrossFit thing, you know. And you know, when you work out, you have to eat.
Yeah?
You gotta eat.
I'm hungry right now. Yeah, I just ate.
So my wife hasn't been eating. I asked her why. She tells me that she can't bring food to work because her grandma takes it from her.
Wait, what?
Oh, man. That's not fair.
No, it's not. Yeah, she actually, like, wheels on over.
What was that?
And steals her lunch. That was Grand Peachy cruising over and stealing my wife's lunch.
Grand Peachy is relentless.
Man, that scooter can go fast, too.
It can. Did you hear it?
She goes from one side of the house.
Vacuum cleaner.
Just snags it.
Man.
Just keeps going, man. My wife hasn't been eating because Grand Peachy steals her lunch and eats it. My wife's getting bullied at work.
No.
When I asked her, this is what I said. When she told me that Grand Peachy steals her food, I said, say no and sweep the leg and then go eat it in the garage.
Sweep the leg? She's on a little cart thing. How do you sweep the leg?
That's a good point.
Yeah. That's probably why she wasn't able to do it. I got it. Leslie, I hope you're listening. I've got a perfect. Install speed bumps inside the house.
That's a good idea.
Boom. Nice.
Pillows.
Huh?
Pillows.
Yeah, she won't be able to get over those things.
You can't go over pillows.
I mean, it's a speed bump. That way she's either got to slow down, she'll probably bottom out, and then she's stuck there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
perfect. Mm-hmm. Great way to stop electric wheelchairs.
So my wife, I'll get a text every once in a while because she'll be hungry, and my wife has to eat it in the garage because her grandma will take it.
That is so weird. If only there were a way that she could stop her 98-year-old grandmother from being such a bully. She's 98, Leslie.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. Is it okay to say no to your 98-year-old grandma if she wants your lunch?
Just say it politely. Wait.
Define "wants your lunch," because I feel like if you're employed by your grandmother to take care of her, maybe you give her lunch so that she doesn't need your lunch.
That's the thing. There's food in the house. That's what Leslie does. She fixes her every meal that she wants anytime. But as soon as Leslie brings in her lunch...
She just stole my Lunchable.
Yeah, that speed bump. We got to get those.
Got to get a speed bump installed. That's really all you need.
Yeah, set up a barrier.
I didn't even see her.
That was the longest electric wheelchair drive-by I've ever seen.
It was the fastest thing in the world.
Yep. So is it okay to say no to your 98-year-old grandma? Because my wife says it's not. She feels bad. As soon as she asks for her lunch, she feels like she has to give it to her.
So bring double. You can't pack two lunches?
Exactly. And guess what happened?
Oh, no.
That's why I'm saying.
I don't want to know.
What happened?
Don't even. Oh, no. Here she comes again.
Three.
Here she comes again. But you already have.
She
doesn't.
She doesn't want my wife to eat.
Weird.
It is weird, right?
That is weird. She just stole the second Lunchable. That was so weird.
So my wife has to eat in the garage if she wants to eat at all.
Okay. So eat in
that,
the car?
That's not okay.
I'm actually weird about eating in cars. I don't like it. My kids, they just eat in our cars. And I'm like, hey, maybe, I don't know. It used to be when you ate, the fries went in your mouth. And now they're in between seats and on the floor. So could you just never eat in the car again?
Yeah, not going to happen. 338-3700. Is it ever okay to say no to a 98-year-old woman? Thank you very much. 585 Live is the lifeline. I don't know. I don't know what to tell my wife. I tried to tell her to just to say no, but she won't do it.
People are mean.
What do we got?
My kids take my food all the time. I have to eat in a closet.
This person says, put a turbo kit on her scooter so she passes a lunch and hits the wall.
Wow.
This other
kids
person
are the
said,
same.
Throw grandma from the train.
Gosh, these are all terrible.
This person said, why doesn't she just eat the grandma's food? Can Leslie just eat the grandma's food?
I mean,
I don't think so. I don't think she can because then she gets yelled at by Grand Peach.
What do you give a grandma? Is there like a kibble?
I will say this. I have a
kibble?
Maybe it's just the cycle of life. I have a 3-year-old. I'm trying so hard just to keep going. I have a 3-year-old who does the same thing.
I'm sorry.
He'll have food in front of him, like directly in front of him. But if I'm eating something, he wants what I'm eating. I want that. I'm like, well, you have food.
How do you respond to that? Do you ever give it to him?
No.
Thank you. What
it's
about
my
Chrissy?
Food.
Chrissy would probably give them anything,
no,
right?
Because
Leslie does. If the kids want something, she would be starving, and Landy would walk up and be like, oh, that looks really good. Here, you can have it.
No, dude.
Oh,
no.
Lando.
No. You have your own food. Eat your own food.
That's what I say.
Eat the plate in front of you.
I feel like every man on this planet would do that exact same thing. But moms, they're different. They're wired differently. Most women, they would just, okay, here, you can have it. My wife's getting bullied at work by her 98-year-old
okay,
grandma.
She's not getting bullied.
Yes,
that's
she
a
is.
Strong term.
She,
you're probably voting for Hillary, huh?
She Gosh. Steals two lunches. I'll do three. I'll go up to three. I'll start packing 3-4. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I guess I feel like talking.
Yeah! Hey, pool boy.
Pool boy.
This is what you do, man. You pack her a lunch. You just give her some applesauce, some prunes.
Okay.
And, well, I mean, she's 98 years old, guys. Come on.
My wife will have to, and she'll end up having to take care of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're, okay, you're right.
Bad
right,
idea.
Well, I guess you just pack her a lunch too, man, but just make it very simple. And
that's what
give her
we
like
do. She steals all of them. Doesn't matter. Whatever Leslie has, she wants it.
Okay, put the bag on top of the fridge.
It doesn't matter because then Grand Peachy will say, hey, what's that on the fridge? Will you
okay, then she
that?
Has to say, you know what, Grand Peachy, you're not acting real peachy today. You're eating my food.
That's what I told her to say. You need to start standing up for yourself and saying, this is my lunch. I'm hungry. I need to eat. She
and she
do
needs
it.
To remind her that she's 98 years old and your wife can dropkick.
No!
She can.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love
Have
you
a good weekend, boy. Guys.
You too, man.
Dropkicking is a neat thing.
That is not something you should ever do to any human being, mm-hmm. ever.
You unless you're that. A wrestler.
Yeah.
Somebody just wrote in all caps,
Kibble. Oh, man.
This person says, have a decoy lunch
just
and
so
wait.
Good.
A decoy lunch?
A decoy lunch. This person says, Teo, did you just say kibble?
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Did you maybe, okay, I got it, I got it.
I don't know what
you You bring the sandwich, you make it a turkey sandwich. It's got lots of tryptophan in it, right? And then you-
That's actually a myth.
You dunk the turkey. Well, here, I'll double up. Dunk the turkey in Benadryl.
Stop it right now.
What? Works with the kids all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
The
no,
kid.
It doesn't.
NyQuil.
You've never done that. Stop
never,
it right
I've
now.
Never, I've never done that. I forgot it's 2016
wow.
America. I'm going to jail for cracking a joke about NyQuiling children.
CYFD's on
You're
the
right.
Way.
No, sorry. Sorry, guys. Lost my family.
Okay, so then you all agree that it is not mean for my wife to stand up to her 90-year-old grandma
and
say, Grand Peachy, I love you, but this is my food and I'm hungry. That's okay. Right?
Yeah.
I think, for lack of a better term, Grandma Peachy's just rolling all over her.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
She's got a scooter. It's better than saying she's walking over.
The ever-clever Starmie said, put in a bag and write stool sample on the bag. Guaranteed no one will steal your lunch.
Depends on how hungry I am.
Oh,
yeah, she'd probably eat that, too.
Okay, I got it.
She would.
I quit. I'll see you
she'd
guys
probably
later.
Eat that, too. We got 9 minutes left, and we'll never be back ever again.
Ever.
It was a good way to go, though, guys.
We had a good run.
It's done. Come on, Leslie, pick up the phone.
I was hoping to make it to July, because that's 6 months, you know?
Yeah,
and just
well,
want to get
that,
like, six-month thing.
There comes Grand Peachy.
She just stole Leslie's phone.
Did you tell her where we worked?
She stole Leslie's phone. Nothing
so
you can do
fast.
About that. Just, yeah.
I like those, set up a barrier, set up some speed bumps. I like that.
Speed bumps are a really good idea. I don't know who came up with
that.
I
just don't want my wife having to eat in the garage. That's not okay. Should I go over there and say something?
Yes, you should. You should take a stand.
No, and here's why you shouldn't. Because yes, now you're mingling family and business, okay? That would be like me being frustrated by something one of you guys does, and then instead of talking to you guys, having Chrissy come talk to you guys.
That's true.
All right? Because in that moment, Leslie, quote, works for her grandmother.
Just get in there and handle it, Dad.
That's an employment issue. She doesn't like the way the boss is doing things. I mean, sometimes you just got to suck it up.
What if Chrissy was getting bullied at work? Would you want to protect your wife?
Who is Chrissy?
Have you ever had a conversation with my bride? Do you honestly think she would ever allow bullying?
When I said that, there was...
Yeah, I'm like, are you
head,
kidding me?
There going, there's no way anybody would ever bully Chrissy.
It was like, no one would ever bully
her. What if that happened? Wouldn't you want to protect her?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I need to protect my wife from Grand Peachy.
No. Okay.
Dude, man. I will say this.
Stealing my wife's lunches.
You get her in the ring, it's over.
Yeah.
She has a move called the electric chair.
When asked for comment, Grandma Peachy said, I'm so tired.
No, she didn't.
Thank
That's
you.
Not Grandma Peachy.
Thank you, Roswell.
She's not tired at all.
She said, you about to be rolling with the homies.
She's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Nope. She'll be around another 20 years, I'm sure.
Gosh.
But we won't, because we're done.
We're out of time. I'm stoked that we're out of time, too. I got to be honest.
I got to eat. I ate two donuts from Nomi and haven't had breakfast yet, and now I've got the sugar cramps.
Sugar cramps.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about when you just start the day with sugar. Oh, this happens like once a week when I start off with like chocolate cake or something.
Chocolate rain.
For breakfast. It hurts.
Just another quick heads up to you people that are heading northbound on
I-25.
It's been backed up. So, they did clean it up, right?
I think so. Let's make a good old double check on it real quick.
Do a double check there.
Throw that traffic bumper out there.
Do a double check. Traffic!
Well, apparently, there's been another accident.
Oh, no.
I-25 north at Highway 315. So it's still backed up. Still down to about, it's moving, but it's down to about 15 miles an hour. Good luck, guys. That's your look at traffic.
Oh, traffic. Chrissy's phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah. Chrissy.
This is her ringtone. Answer your phone, Chrissy. Chrissy, answer your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear the song, I just go, somebody get the phone.
Okay, well, if you missed the show this morning, maybe you missed all the shows this week. We had a lot of great shows, a lot of great guests. If you're a fan of The Real Housewives of New York, well, hit yesterday's podcast. Just great. Just great. But we did have Ed Begley Jr. on this morning.
One of the best.
Who's been on everything you can imagine. He was fun. We talked about the young man who was dropped off in the wilderness. Parents just said, see ya.
Actually, they said sayonara.
We talked about our dress code here at work. What are we going to say?
Shorts rights.
Shirts rights.
Shorts.
Shorts rights. Have an amazing weekend, you guys. We love you. You guys won't say anything because I'm done. Our last show.
Goodbye, my friends.
Kibble.
Or as they say in my homeland, adios.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.